Hello, beautiful people. It is Feel Good Friday, June 3rd, 2022. And this sports show, with a little extra toxicity to it, starts now.
Yeah!
I would normally, you know, give a nice prelude to what the show is going to be here for probably a minute to two, maybe three.
Sure.
Just as people, you know, get realized that we're live and kind of stroll in, I'm normally just yelling nonsense about what we're potentially going to talk about. Some things never get talked about again, by the way, after that. Mm-hmm. And that's because this show is obviously incredibly scripted and blocked.
Yep.
And everything that needs to be talked about gets talked about as soon as it needs to be talked about.
That's right.
That's why the show has done so well and won numerous awards.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag awards.
But today, there's no reason to do that.
Uh-uh.
No, because today, and we're, you know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes already into this thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Today is a day that has never happened before in this program's history.
That's whoa.
Right. That's right.
And although it is up to something season, we do not know we were up to this until just a couple days ago. And this is a monumental, paramount occasion. Mm-hmm. Because all the talks to tables here at Ty Schmidt, at Boston, Connor, great to see you. Connor, congratulations on the Celtics in a big fourth quarter win.
Thank you so much, Pat. Great to see you.
1-0 in the finals. Never a doubt.
No, never. Not even when we were down.
Never a doubt. I was sending you a lot of texts while we were down because we were betting heavily on the Celtics. Because also, shout out to one half of the Hammer,
Dan
Cowboys Gumpy, who's up in Canada, said he rides with the Celtics. He said, also, give me the four. I'm not greedy. Although the record now, I believe, is 43-2-1 for whoever wins also covers in the NBA playoffs.
Unbelievable.
Yes. So whoever you think is going to win, you bet regardless. Mm-hmm. You just bet the money line. If you're getting points, just take the money line. It's going to work out. So congrats. You did never doubt him because early I was sending a lot of shots when there was air balls hot popping off.
Yep.
Steph Curry seemed to be shooting into a bigger bucket. Then the second quarter happened. He scored no points. Third quarter happened. Then all of a sudden when the fourth quarter, lights came on. Holy shit, the boys couldn't miss. Let's go Boston.
Fucking pumped about it, Pat. I am juiced right now. We're going to win the whole thing. It's sweet.
Congrats to you.
Thank you. Parade to Boston again.
Steph. The other half of the Hammer, Cowboys, Tone Diggs is here. Tone, how you doing, pal?
Good, how are you? We don't want that.
Tone and Bill bought the office donuts today.
Wow.
On National Donut Day.
Nice. Very nice. You like yours?
Well, that's the thing. I hope everybody else had a great National Donut Day.
Enjoy.
I hope everybody had a great National Donut Day. The only donuts that Ty and I eat were the only one that didn't show up on the donut charcuterie board.
Yeah. Zachary, J.J. Watt, huh?
Kind of similar, yeah. Yeah.
Boom.
That's exactly
what happened. You guys ordered the pink ones, too?
No, we have... By the way, the pink one, the strawberry one's very good. Mm-hmm. And although I called Zach Ertz potentially... allegedly, I'm being accused of calling Zach Ertz yesterday an uncultured swine because he didn't know about the strawberry frosted donuts.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was a little bit harsh because he did buy one of them. He probably tried it and said, damn... Actually, very good donut. I'm not talking about that donut, though, because there is a donut that has captured the hearts of me and Ty Schmidt.
That's right.
We split one every single day for like 2 weeks because luckiest golfer on earth was sending us donuts from this one particular place, and we appreciate him doing that, by the way. Shout out to you sending donuts to the office. It was not something we necessarily wanted, but we did need it on certain days.
That's right.
There's this fucking cinnamon apple-filled donut piece of heaven.
Yeah.
It's the only one that didn't show up in a box today. So me and Ty had a terrible National Donut Day. Hope everybody else has had a great National Donut Day. Nick, it looks like you're having a National Donut Day.
Yeah, it was nice of Tony to do that for everybody, including Ty, after what Ty said about him last week.
Yeah. What was that?
I agree.
Nah, we've already put this to bed.
He's that was a call
you
said.
Exactly.
Fuck all that. We're not doing this. This is not what we're here for. This is not what today's about.
People voted, though.
Anyways, happy National Donut Day to everybody.
I didn't have any because of us, that apparently.
Except me and Todd.
Yeah.
Tony, why didn't you get their donut?
Huh?
You bought them. Why didn't you get their donut?
Because those two were the ringleaders of what happened last week.
Boom! Nuclear bomb! 10 minutes in!
I don't know how I got thrown into this.
Yeah, what is this?
I got thrown into this. This is unbelievable. Shut up.
Just can't lose. She can't lose these last 2 days,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just yesterday, we got a clip out of you. I hope you're happy that that's... Ty, I'm happy to be on your side.
Yeah,
pal.
You too, Pat.
Wrong side.
No. Bad right side of history.
Huh?
3, 2, 1. I'm a big fireworks guy.
Yeah. Shout out China.
Shout out.
No!
Shout out. Do whatever you want to do.
Okay,
John. Okay, everybody.
Okay, John.
Hey, Zambelli's would never.
Today's a
Bonnet Steel
Good
Friday.
Okay.
Well, if it isn't Boston, call me himself.
Come on.
Anyways, that's not what today's about. This is Feel Good Friday.
I'm not a commie.
Okay. That was not why this show is a monumental show, because of what just happened.
I'm not a commie. I need to say that to the people, at least, so they know.
Wait till Mike
the People's Republic.
Oh my God, he's gonna be heartbroken.
Look, the Zambellis probably also share the same sentiment, because without the people who invented the fireworks, then they would have never been able to revolutionize them in Pittsburgh.
All right, cool. We'll agree to disagree and agree somewhere along the line. Today's a big day, not because he's a commie.
Right. I'm not a commie, okay?
Hey, that's...
I am not a commie.
That's exactly what a commie would say.
Jesus Christ.
That is not why today's a big day. Today's a big day because normally we only get 2 hours of the toxicity, really, you know, at full force on this particular show.
Right.
And normally it's coming from an attic in Ohio. Today we get it for 2 hours, 51 minutes,
what?
Live in person, ladies and gentlemen, AJ Hart! AJ Hart! AJ Hart! AJ Hart! AJ Hart! Live in studio! Let's go!
Am I good?
Yeah.
Am I on?
Yeah, you sound great.
Oh, man. Also, Diggs, you look great, too, by the way. I don't know who wins in the thing of you guys, the fat off, but Diggs looks great in
person.
I agree.
I mean, I think we all just settled who won, and it was me because you guys are bad people, clearly. I mean,
listen, don't have to go backwards. That's what AJ loves doing there. You know, we're trying to move past with you being in studio, by the way. How's the headset? Good.
Yeah, I'm just trying to hear. I'm good to go.
It's great because
you look amazing.
You
AJ.
Do.
Wow. This is great. It's been a while since I've been here. I was in the bathroom peeing with Herbie, and I said, "Man, do they make you clean this bathroom?" And he said, "No, it's been like this since I've been here. So you guys are doing something right."
Well, we had hey boys, it works.
Kind of weird you share a toilet while peeing with Herbie, but still.
No, I mean, there's like five of them. It's a public toilet. Right?
Well, there's two different toilets, bathrooms. Nonetheless, great to see you. You didn't piss on the floor two times ago?
Yeah.
No, all good. Everything's been good, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate you having me here. I drove this morning, didn't fall asleep. Honestly, felt really good this whole drive here. And then Herbie came and picked me up because I dropped a rental car at the airport. Whole situation. So thanks for Herbie. He was actually waiting right there at the curb.
Hey, that a boy, Herbie.
Hey, that a boy, Herbie.
Herbie might not be around that much longer, but that's neither here nor there. Herbie's...
What happened?
No, Herbie's great. I'm joking. He wants to pick up you in fantastic fashion. He's got a good little Chevy, too, that it drove there. Mm-hmm. We will fly back to Columbus afterwards, you and me.
Yes. I SmackDown tonight, right?
Yeah. Are you coming to that, or...
I actually am going to go straight to a baseball game that's very close to the airport, and I hope we're flying into that. I left my car. I hope it's the right airport, right?
Yeah, the last couple of days. Yeah. You told me, man.
Good luck.
I'm not 100% sure. I hope so.
If not, my car's at a hotel near an airport. So.
Okay, we'll get you there. No problem at all. Thank you for coming out here. Let's dive right into it. Ohio State, big conversation piece right now, AJ Hawk.
Why?
Ryan, well, great question. I love what you're doing here. Ryan Day has come out, and he just basically said, here's the deal with the NIL deals. You're going to need $2 million for a good quarterback, all right? You're going to need $1 million for a good edge rusher. You're going to need about another $1 million for a top tackle, let alone if we get some corners going to come around, it's $500,000, $750,000. Let's just get them to your school. This is via @jbook37, I believe. Lives in Arizona. Covers the Buckeyes, though.
Okay.
No blue check mark. A lot of followers. Seem a lot of Ohioans do interact with said Mr. Book 37 here.
Okay. Yep.
Anyways, then he had a follow-up and said it's going to basically take $13 million to keep this team that they currently have in place. Ryan Day has put the bat signal out to fans and boosters per Cleveland.com. Day, speaking to 100 local businesses, said that the Buckeyes will need about $13 million per year in NIL funds just to keep the current players on the roster intact. Ohio State is officially in the game, says JBook37, who's followed along with the Buckeyes from afar there. So $13 million just to keep this team together. That price is only going to go up, just like with everything else in the world. As it becomes a more sophisticated system, maybe the water will find its level, maybe it'll go down, but I feel like it never does. Normally things just only go up. Why are you not giving Ryan Day $13 million right now to keep that team together? Is that what it's going to take?
So what does that mean, though? When you want to raise $13 million, is that what are these collectives? I'm like a serious question. You know, they put together these NIL collectives or whatever. Are those local businesses that come together? Are those the, is that the school that gathers them? What is it?
I don't know if it's local businesses or just money from the boosters.
Yeah. But then who controls that money?
Well, whoever's the head, right, would be the one that's controlling.
And then
it.
That person can go to the school and say, hey, can you help this recruit this high school kid with this money? Or
I'm
what?
Not 100% sure. I assume you go to the coach, though, and say, hey, this is what we have. You don't have to go directly to the school. I assume the coach would be directly
in. He's the head collector.
Yeah, because he's the one recruiting, right? Yeah.
I mean, this is what we're doing now, because Saban put the bat signal out to his guys, right? When he when he killed Jimbo to get the money.
Okay, right. We Jimbo need money. Cat, though, at least two lives. He came back next morning. He said, excuse me.
Because Saban was talking in front of businesses, too. That's what they're doing.
This is the
right
season,
now.
Right? This is fundraising season, it sounds
which
like.
Which has always been happening.
Yeah.
This is these types of things have always been happening.
But now it's here. Now he can openly say, hey, if you guys pony up, we can win a lot of football games around here.
As somebody that doesn't pay close enough attention to college football, obviously, me. These types of things have been happening, I assume.
Like boosters?
Like this sit-down panel in front of all the money from your school. They do panels in front of these people. Probably on this has probably been happening at every big school for a long time, this particular meeting. But these conferences have changed the tune now. Now it's like, hey, this is what it's like a strategy meeting as opposed to a hello meeting.
Yeah,
right.
Well, they've had them, like boosters have run college sports since the dawn of time, I'm guessing. Like boosters, these powerful boosters, they have so much control and so much power. I've listened to boosters tell me that they were part of coaching searches. Like they went with the
on
AD.
On the planes, right? Yeah, like, on their planes, actually. It's normally on their planes.
Exactly, yeah, because you donate hours. Like that's part of your donation. Hey, I donated 25 hours this year to the athletic department of my jet. And I was like, these guys are telling me they're texting head coaches after games. Hey, man, I think you should play Billy a little bit more in the third quarter. Like, stuff like that. And that opened my eyes. I was like, geez, okay. I had no clue any of this was really – I didn't know you were that in-depth, I guess.
So how much did old buddy pay at Pitt to become the head coach and title?
$20 million.
Chris Bickle.
Class of 92.
Sorry. 97.
Okay. Jesus. Class of 92. Fucking dog respect. Shit.
That's right.
Class of 97. 98. Can't even fucking think about touching.
No. Mm-mm. They changed the game.
That's why he won in 97 in there. Mm-hmm. This class, what we did, what if they did? What if the University of Pittsburgh in the class of 97 like created some fucking life-altering, changing thing? And that's why he needed 97 on that fucking thing. Why do you think he insisted class of 97 on the end of that? Just alumni not good enough. He wanted his something had to have happened with
I think that's like a next level like proud alumni move is, you know, because you care when you're talking to these other proud. Hey, you're class of 67. I was class of 97. So, you know.
Oh,
we,
so this is like super high level. We love.
Oh, yeah.
Highest
I love
GPA
Pitt.
Ever, maybe.
Anyways, that $20 million that he was able to put to the. You would assume he's making some other decisions is what you are alluding to, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean. I don't know how much you have to give to become like a donor like that or somebody that's that important to where a head coach will take your text and respond to you after a big loss. But it's not illegal. Like, that's not illegal, right? Like, you donate money. They put your name on a building.
Not at all.
They can use that money however they want.
Yeah, there's always been ways to, you know,
but I guess before,
work the system.
Before it was used to, hey, you can take our money and build these facilities, build all this awesome stuff to show recruits. Now you can take this money and directly hand it to the recruits. Sounds like now.
Yeah, we don't even have to fake act like we're not making money. We don't even have to fake act
now
like
we need
this
double the money, though, because we need to build all these facilities and continue to build them, and we need to pay these kids.
The players need the money, and we need the money. Let's not take away from what we've been fucking making, though. All right? These kids are going to need their – they're going to need 13, okay? That's what – let alone, hey, my fucking, I was supposed to get two new jet skis. Right, two new jet skis out on my lake here in Columbus, Ohio. Ryan Day was saying, let's not fucking stop that particular avenue of cash. It's interesting. We'll have Bobby Carpenter joining us here in a couple minutes, and he's still working out with the players that are making more money than he is now.
Yeah. That would be funny to go back there, and I'm like, we'll ask him. Hey, Bob, has your relationship changed with these guys since they started getting paid? Have you noticed a difference?
More
in them?
Than you too.
Oh yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
Okay, let's get to a break. Let's reset this entire thing because we got a full convo with General Bob Carpenter live at the memorial, and I believe he's going to be 100% sober.
Yeah, I'm sure. He'll let you know. Boom. He'll let you know.
I don't know, because you said that lunch one time at 11 o'clock, he ordered an old-fashioned. Wasn't that what he used to do?
Well, he got off the air at 9 o'clock this morning, and I think started
I was going to say, it's the weekend.
It was pound town.
It's a big weekend back there, believe me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this isn't Ohio State Buckeye football home game weekend, but it is the memorial.
Just as big.
A lot of house parties.
Go ahead and smack that.
I mean, do they time that? I bet you'll have some golfers there tonight.
Well, hopefully it's not any of the fucking loser ones.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Who are John those? Can you name Rahm shows up.
Who's that?
Who are the loser ones?
Well, I won't. This is who I hope I see, okay, though. What if I listed off 50?
Yeah.
And like omitted three of them. Uh-huh. And it would have been. Anyways, we're back in 4 minutes with General Bob Carpenter. Listen, if Justin Thomas and the boys are at the SmackDown tonight, yeah,
come through.
Come on, boys.
It's going to be a good why show. Not?
Come on, boys.
You're tired, Matt. How pumped you were for the show tonight, because it's a fucking great one.
I hope so, yeah. I mean, we're in the middle of a lot of stuff. Hell in a Cell 2 days from now.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go.
Here we go.
Who's the headliner tonight?
Why?
Who's ahead?
AJ Hawk, maybe. Isn't it? You kayfabing me right now? You working me right now?
Stone Cold coming back?
What?
If Bob Backlund's there, I will leave the baseball game and come. So text me, actually, if you see him backstage.
Does Bob Backlund live in Ohio?
I hope.
Probably.
Do you know, you know nothing about him?
Is Bob Backlund? Yeah, he's still alive. He's doing great.
He was at a show, is what I'm saying.
He's still, I know he's like, he's a nutrition freak.
Yeah, somebody, it was right before I was about to get introduced, before the show goes on TV, we have to make our way to the thing. Somebody was on their way back, and they... I was kind of eavesdropping, I guess. It kind of fucked
you
up.
You saw him knee walking backstage?
No. Ooh. No, but they... Somebody said that they had just shook hands with him, and he was just as firm.
Yeah.
They said he bought the person, basically. Yeah, yep. You got to go, Bob. He lives in Connecticut, yeah, I guess.
72 okay. years old.
Damn. Wow. Still got it, by the way.
We need to get this guy a match. Can you get him a match?
I can't do anything.
We'll get a program going.
With you?
No. We'll get Bob a program.
Who's we?
Me and you. I figured you have enough pull.
Just now, a man who needs to maybe get together with the Hawker here and round up some funds.
Yeah. Make
it happen.
Because the Ohio State team that we knew it as of last year, if they don't get $13 million, they're going to be in Conference USA.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Heard that yesterday from Ryan Day while he's addressing 100 businesses. AJ Hawk just had a great face there thinking about Ohio State maybe going down. General Bob Carpenter.
Yes, General!
Yes, dude! Top Gun Maverick, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Patrick, man. Thanks for having me on. You and AJ, you're live from the Memorial Tournament in your field. Mirfield, this is the stomping grounds of AJ Hawk. So his wife is a native of Dublin. Pat, we come here when we were young, didn't know anything better. We're running around this tournament. My man Schlegel is ripping off the wings off these cicadas like a giant locust, eating them, yeah, you know, out in the middle of a parking lot.
Yeah.
You've got these house parties. You got AJ grabbing a big bottle of 3-olive vodka, like the showpiece that they tell him, hey, sir, don't open that up. He tells him, yeah, I'm good. 5 minutes later, he's trying to chug that thing down.
Yeah!
That's
awesome.
It's all there.
So this is this is nostalgia for you guys living in the glory days. AJ, why are you not there? Yeah. What's why?
Well, I am here.
Well, clearly, hey, right? Great to have you.
Thank you.
Hats off. Thank you, AJ.
But I might go there this weekend, take a couple of my kids maybe.
House parties. What does that mean? Like just people that live on the course?
Like, Bob, where are you at a party? Like at a house right now, or is that one of the tents?
So the house parties were a little too wild. I wanted to make sure you guys could hear me. I got posted up at one of the pavilions. I'm on the 17th green right here. Oh, so I'm in a perfect spot to be able to do this. We got yelled at yesterday for talking while the guys are putting. This thing's about to get a little loud and rowdy. You guys are from the Midwest. You understand. This is like the first beautiful weekend we've had. And so when that's the case, man, the fangs come out, the zombies start walking around, and this thing's about to get lit.
Okay, so the house parties. Do people own these houses? They rent them out, and then corporations buy them up, and then they host the parties throughout the day that are on the course?
Yeah, that's basically what happens. Oh. So you own a house, say, I'm going to rent it out. Okay. Someone's going to pay me $50,000 for the week. They're going to put that, take your furniture out. They wrap that thing in shrink wrap to keep the bodily fluids and all the liquids off the walls.
Smart.
Because it freaking gets wild and crazy. AJ's over there laughing because he knows exactly the things that we've seen and the things that we've done in some of these houses.
So what, you guys are invited because you guys are Buckeyes, because you're heroes and locals? You're in every single party in every single house over there?
Here's the thing, Pat. Like, going to Ohio State may have been the greatest decision I'd ever made, because you don't realize you start to play a little bit of football here, and it's the greatest thing in the world. And then you're friends with this guy who everybody loves. But the best part is, like, AJ doesn't talk. And so I just be standing there with them. They're talking to us. AJ just looks at them. And then I would kind of fill the voids in conversation.
What a great wingman.
Yeah. Thank you for being a good friend, Bob.
Goose. That's amazing. Let's talk about Ohio State real quick. And I know AJ will probably have some takes on it as well. But
Ryan Day said last night that you need to walk house to house over there with all that money, all the people that are renting $50,000 houses to have parties in Columbus and Dublin, Ohio. They need to send that money elsewhere, and that's to the fucking Buckeyes because they need $13 million. Bobby, is allegedly what they need. Do you like that Ryan Day did what he did, and is that just a call to action for you and AJ and Roosters and everybody to fork up this cash so we can continue to win?
Yeah, you know, I think that's table stakes, man. You got to decide what you want to be in this world. And do you want to be great? Do you want to be elite? Everyone complains if you don't beat Bama, if you don't beat Clemson, you're not beating the Georgias. If you can't get that done, then you know what? You're not going to be successful. So Ryan's just laying it out there. Guys, hey, this isn't me saying, this isn't me putting this number together. This is when people are asking, hey, what can you do for us? And I believe this. Like, Ryan's a great coach, and I think guys ultimately want to play for him. But you got to be in the game. And everybody knows this. There's guys in the league and the NFL where, you know what, you might take a little bit less cash to ultimately stay someplace you like, but it has to be in the ballpark. You got to get close. And I think that's Ryan Day just letting everybody know, saying, hey, this is where we're at. Throw some cash out. It's going to take $13 million. It's going to take $13 million per year. So let's get ready to start greasing those checks.
I've never looked better there, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah. But, Bob, what does that mean, greasing those checks? So does a local – should local businesses just send their money in? Who do they talk to? Do you have to say, like, this is specifically for the NIL stuff?
Will you say the example you mentioned earlier or no?
Oh, yeah, Bob, I think Reichert, he went on Twitter and he quote-tweeted something about when Ryan Day said that, and he said, like, well, the school isn't reaching out to us. We're the ones who are trying to make these deals happen.
Who is Reichert? Reichert,
Bob, can you explain Reichert, the car dealership, yeah. Right?
So that would be Rick Reichert, his dad, his family. They've got one, I think, the world's largest car dealer.
Bob's got a relationship with him, actually. Like, I might have messed something up.
Yeah. That's because you wouldn't fucking talk. That's why he's got the relationship.
No, I'm saying I didn't want to mess anything up for you, Bob. I think Bob gets a car from him right now. My bad.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a good – that's a compliment for him, I think.
Oh, good. Yeah, so he's trying to help. How does he help? What can he do?
So you're writing these checks in, there's a collective called Cohesion, and that's where this money needs to go so they can get this stuff out. Or I guess you can do individual deals. You know, if you're Nationwide, let's boot Peyton Manning out of there and get C.J. Stroud walking around and going to Fansville or Peytonville or wherever the heck it is.
Well, C.J.ville probably not going to do as good as Peytonville right now, but maybe in the future. Whenever he says need $13 million like per year, is that because current players are getting poached? And do you think Ohio State has a chance to end up being in Conference USA if they don't get this money, Bob?
I mean, Conference USA is a bit of a stretch. I think the Big Ten has kind of always been behind the times a little bit with this. The SEC's probably always kind of lived in this world a little bit more. And so he's just kind of alerting everybody. If you want to compete with these teams, if not, we're going to have Bama. They're going to be knocking on our door. Dabo Sweeney at Clemson, you know, Georgia, all these schools are going to be knocking. You just saw what happened with Addison at Pittsburgh. I hopped in the portal. I went to USC, got a couple million dollars. If that's what you want to see happen with your elite players, if you can't afford to keep them there, that will ultimately be the case. But I do not think that it will be Ohio State playing with the thundering herd of Marshall in Conference USA.
Okay, that's great analysis. We appreciate that. The Memorial. Have you had any drinks or cocktails today yet, Bob? You sound amazing. This might be prime Bob right now.
Oh, Coach, listen, I started off at about 6 this morning doing my local show. Had a couple beverages out there. AJ knows how I like to roll. I mean, this is really it. I mean, this is my one day. The wife's coming out here to meet me. She's texting me, where are you at? I'm like, hey, I got Pat and AJ, man. I'm putting my life on hold to help you guys, you know, just like I helped you go see Top Gun and convince you that it was the elite movie that it was. I wanted to make sure I dedicated some time for the PMS.
Well, we appreciate the hell out of that. And if you've been drinking since 6 a.m., you sound amazing 6.5 hours in. I want to let you know that. That's because you're a fucking warrior, pal.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Pete Maverick Mitchell.
Hell yeah. Right.
Bob, I told the story on this show after watching it. And I don't know if you know this. We got a theater at 8:30 a.m. the other day and watched it on IMAX. Biggest screen in Indiana. Actual biggest screen in Indiana. So it's like we're in there. Never seen a Top Gun before. Would not have done that if you didn't come unannounced into my DMs on an Instagram story about something vastly, I think it was golf. I was golfing with Gumpy. You come in, need you to see Top Gun. It is elite or whatever. It's like you were looking at that screen, me and Gump, and your first thought was, Fuck, he needs to see this.
Yeah, gotta tell him.
And I appreciate you doing that. You're 100% right. I fucking loved it, Bob. Loved it.
Listen, man, I'm here to help you guys. I'm always available. I'm always willing to help. But I'm going to tell you this. You talk about me starting to drink at 6. I'm doing my local show, rolling, getting the transfusions going, transitioning to a little Patron and soda.
What?
But it's not the plane. It's not the plane, Pat. It's the pilot. Always remember that. You know that to be true.
The boys have a couple questions. Can we delay your time with your wife here for another moment or so?
Let's do it.
Had a baby, Bob. Go ahead, Ty.
Bob, so there are just like a bunch of big-time celebrities wandering around the grandstands at this event, or are you kind of the toast of the town down there?
I mean, I guess it depends on what you call a celebrity. I would never define myself as the toast of the town. I'm just trying to get in where I fit in. If you know what, playing football at Ohio State greases up a couple pavilion passes here or there, I'm happy to slide in under the radar, scavenge up some drinks, and have a good time.
Hell yeah.
You still working out with the guys that are going to be paid more money than you are being paid currently right now? Is that still happening? When are you back in the gym?
It's been a couple weeks since I've been in there. They were off, but I'm going to get in next week, try to get a couple workouts. And Pat, you know, you get older, man. I got like this hot knee now that doesn't feel great. I got a bad elbow, but occasionally you got to go in there, pop some ibuprofen, throw a little biofreeze on it, and show the young lads what's up.
Yeah, you got to let the young lads know you still got it, but don't be doing it too much, because I did the other day. I had a tweaked knee for like the last week, dude. It was swollen. Today I can put a little weight on it. I'm back.
Do you tell them how you did it?
Well, I was golfing into a net on concrete in Air Force Ones, and I was fucking swing, a bang, and it tweaked that thing. It was this big, Bob. This morning I woke up, I feel pretty good. I feel like an athlete again, you know?
Listen, here's what you got to do. Whatever Tom Cruise is doing, I'm going to start stalking him. I think he eats placenta burgers at night, drinks some sort of, you know, cord blood. I mean, whatever he's doing. I mean, this dude, he's on another level. Dude, he's 60 years old, Pat. He looks like he's 40 years old. You tell me how a guy can somehow look better in a movie 35 years later than he did in the first one, because it doesn't make any sense.
Well, how about there's like he had wrinkles too. It's not like he had the big fake face like he got a bunch of work done. It like seemed natural, AJ. Like and AJ.
His running form is perfect too, Bob. I'm sure you loved that, didn't you?
Knee drive, arm swing, knee drive. I mean, he was.
Here's the thing. We're watching that together. I'm watching it with my wife, and this is why I love my wife. She started laughing at Tom Cruise's running form through the woods, and it made me feel really good that we could sit there and both analyze that and realize, like, he can look however he wants to look. He can be as cut up, and he can have that million-dollar smile. But listen, man, you can't hide that running form. It's all out there. That's a 60-year-old dude who is maybe moderately athletic trying to run the best he can.
All right. Bob.
It's perfect.
Bob, he's running how you're exactly supposed to run. You know, he's running exactly like they draw it up. Need your knee at about 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Need the arm at the same exact thing. His hands were a little bit too tight. I think people say rested hands. But he ran out of the book. You're saying not perfect. Athletic because of such.
Well, I mean, listen, Pat, you know, the great thing is all about the improv. I mean, you can sit here and golf swing and get it all technically perfect. Then you go watch Tiger Woods swing a golf club. All I know, I mean, I play with some pretty fast dudes. They all had form that was similar, but it was all their own. And so Tom Cruise and them trying to robot that thing like a dude running on a treadmill, like that's not going to cut it for me running through the woods.
How about when he caught that swing pass on the beach, though? He was going 100 miles an hour.
Moving.
Hey, that's how you build a team, by the way.
That's right.
Let's get them boozed up at the hard deck and go play a little
dogfight football.
Dogfight football.
Hell yeah.
Who's offense, who's defense? Same time.
Same time.
That's how you build a team, fucking asshole. John Hamm.
Hey, Pat, I hope you take some notes with your guys and have some team building exercises. Yeah. Get them out there on the beach, a little dogfight football back and forth, hair flowing, tank tops in the breeze, greased up, going back and forth. Right there is the sun setting. I mean,
who's
that
the referee?
With you know, you got John Hamm sitting there yelling at you about what you're doing. I mean, that's the scene that I want to see for the whole PMS crew.
Bob, you'll ref that? That's what AJ just said. You'll ref that.
I'll ref it, Coach. I'll be Hundo sitting there, you know, making the calls, touchdown here and there.
Hundo. Go ahead, go on a question for Hundo, Bobby Carpenter.
Yeah, Hundo, Bob Carpenter. First of all, great to see you. You look great. The glasses are unbelievable. But with the NIL stuff, I believe it's Texas who has like a 13-person committee that basically just runs the team. Can you see that happening for all these teams now, especially the high-end ones, so that they kind of just control the NIL money and kind of understand what needs to get done?
Yeah, so basically I think, you know, Texas, that's a model that a lot of people will use. You're going to get some powerful people that are connected to the university, you know, at Ohio State, you know, Cohesion, the one NIL deal, they've got a couple former players on it, and you're not technically supposed to have any connection, you know, with the coaches, and they're not supposed to direct dollars. But when you have people who have knowledge about the situation, that always helps facilitate where those dollars are supposed to get. So I think that that's a model that you're going to begin to see, you know, kind of throughout college football, where it's not actually part of the university, but it's people who kind of know what's going on.
I can't wait to see what you get into this weekend, Bob. I can't wait to hear the shenanigans. I'll be in Columbus tonight with SmackDown. We'll be flying back in there. If you're still standing, we'd love to see you.
Coach, I'll try to get out there for you. I know this. I ran into one of the coordinator event coordinators here at the Memorial, and they're like, listen, we're emailing Pat. We were going back and forth. They wanted to get some sort of nine-hole celebrity playoff with you, Mr. Hawk. They somehow threw me in there with it, but I said, hey, I will throw that out to Pat to make sure that he knows he is welcome at Jack's place.
Wow.
Let's go.
Let's go, dude. Is this every year this happens?
Yeah, every year.
Hey, they said they'll put it together for you next year.
Bob, keep shaking hands over there.
Hell yeah.
Thankful you played at Ohio State and you get to roll around over there. Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Memorial, an Ohio State legend. Hey, Roosters is damn good, isn't it? Hey.
Delicious.
Are you with them today?
Coach, I got the little deal on right there. You know, you see Mr. Rooster right there. Call sign Rooster.
Oh, shout out. Hey, you know Rooster. Is Rooster in real life more like the Rooster at the beginning of the movie or end of the movie?
How is he different in the beginning from the end?
Oh, all right, so you didn't see it. Ladies and gentlemen, can't thank you enough, General Bob Carpenter.
You know how he was.
A great fighter pilot?
No, he didn't want to fucking go fast.
Yeah.
Timid.
He wouldn't engage. He wouldn't engage.
AJ. No, I would say that Miles is like his character at the end of the movie. Like, this is it. Yeah.
All right, hey, yeah. Way to go, Miles.
Fucking go, Miles. Great stash on the kid, too.
I mean,
What?
I mean, why'd that dude have to do what he did to me? Miles.
Oh, when he got up. We're back on that still?
Still, yes. I'm still on it.
I don't even know what he did. So you made a comment on SmackDown, and then he tweeted, that's not what happened.
Basically, yeah. Bro. Funny, bro. I didn't create the story, bro.
I think it's sometimes two people just need to get in the same room and talk it out. Maybe that's what you need to do. Because I don't want anything to do with any of it.
Listen, I want to let Rooster know, after watching his performance, I'm a fucking big fan.
Huge.
All right? Okay. One in there. Career changing. But he did throw me under the Denmark tabloids, you know, and I was having other languages attack me for this entire thing. Like, I made up the story of what happened in Hawaii. It was hard not to think about that a lot while I was watching.
You can work it out in Tahoe.
He'll be in Tahoe.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think my knees hurt.
I mean,
might be tough.
I don't know if me and Rooster are going to
be able to back out of an awesome golf tournament.
Well, you got to watch.
How amazing would you if I was Miles? I'd be like, man, I'm a powerful dude. This guy's not coming.
He is, dude. Rooster's about to be in like 100 movies a year. Yeah. He's about to be the next Rock.
Oh, he's in a new Godfather series and then another series with one of the Hemsworth guys.
Yeah, he's about to be. Yeah. After watching him in that movie, I was like, this guy's about to be a fucking guy. And he's yoked.
Probably
up.
Hangman, too.
Oh, Hangman awesome. Is a guy.
Once
you get the seal of approval from TC,
you're right.
Fucking Miles enjoy the next 30 years.
Can't wait. You know, it'd be good if I didn't hate that guy, you know, for what he did to me with the tabloids. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you show up with Hangman in Tahoe.
Huh?
Ooh.
How do you feel about it?
Can we get Hangman's real name?
Glenn Powell.
What else is he in?
Everything. Wants him.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, that's a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cruz has tapped him as one of the next guys.
You nailed it, Connor.
Yeah, I said everything. I knew it.
By the way, no spoilers. Hangman, pretty big part.
Yeah.
Pretty big part of the whole thing.
He's a dog.
Very big part.
He is an absolute dog.
Starting to think, why was Miles' call sign not Whiplash?
Yeah. That would have been good. Well, because his dad's name was Goose.
So Goose wanted to stay in the family.
But why is Goose
a rooster in a goose family?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Bird. I mean, you somewhat. Could probably make the connection somehow.
I thought,
what if it was Yardbird?
Ornithological,
Yard dog.
Huh?
Ornithological, yeah.
Oh, okay. Just what does that mean? Wings.
Study of birds.
They have wings.
Duck would have been cooler then, because duck, goose.
This is great. It's fun to see in person. To see Connor.
We will tell him.
Yeah.
I guess maybe if we see him, if the knee. I hope the knee gets healthy enough.
I mean, maybe. I'm kind of confused because you told Bob it's fully healed.
It's not fully healed.
I feel it's like 98%.
I said I'm back. I wasn't able to do this just yesterday, pal.
Can you stumble? Can you run out like Big Ben? How does Big Ben run out?
Yeah, that's actually how I've been. That's how I've been moving. The golf thing's still pivoting on it. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of torque you're putting on that thing.
And I was fucking just blindly doing it in there.
You are reckless.
Yes, exactly. In this particular fashion. Not to the society like you. You know, and that we even got further evidence of how destructive you could possibly be to your environment whenever you are behind the wheel of any type of vehicle. You know that? That was alarming to learn.
Golf cart? I've talked about that on this show before.
Then I asked him to drive here.
Yeah.
I'm a bad guy.
No, because he did.
Oh, my God.
It's early in the morning, though.
You put people's lives at risk.
Yeah. You don't want me driving home after the show. Sunset. But driving here, I'm great.
Calling an Uber, maybe?
But maybe it's because you wake up at 3 a.m.
No, the golf cart thing I talked about on this show. Before,
yesterday.
By the way.
Yeah,
before that. No,
yeah,
before
but you
that.
Never said you drove it directly in, which is the truth.
Yeah, I did. I was nothing. Believe me, I am not ashamed of it. Any of that. I don't.
You should be, because you got to be an absolute doofus to put a fucking golf cart in a pond on a golf course.
You know? Some may say that, Ty. Some may say that. And at that moment, I may have been that doofus.
Okay.
But that's a different level. There's a lot of doofuses that go out onto a golf course. Mm-hmm. Different levels of sobriety, and they somehow manage.
It was very, very reckless. I used to be very reckless with where I used to park golf carts. I will not deny that.
Yeah. Well, on the green. And driving is also a problem.
Gabe Morenci was talking about it yesterday on his show. You can tip a golf cart, but to actually put it in the pond.
That's a problem.
Thank you.
Well, congrats, AJ.
Yeah, it's easy to tip them. I'm sure plenty of people have tipped them. Yeah. That's what's really dangerous. You tip and you put your arm out, and then it just snaps right off.
Yeah.
Guy almost lost his
leg. No golf cart things in Jackass, the new one, right?
No, I think Knoxville damn near got beheaded a couple years ago doing that. I think they
not
said
a couple
hey,
years. That was
that was like 20 years ago, but
that was one of the first ones that really propelled them into the stratosphere. Started. I think when they jumped that
at the mini golf place.
Yeah.
There was a video recently of a guy getting beheaded in a golf cart, so maybe just
he survived. Though we have to say that, I think, right?
I don't know if he survived. What?
Should not have mentioned it. Maybe in this particular.
That's
if he really died. I think he survived.
Okay. Thank you. We don't have to. I didn't know if we're gonna have to have a moment of
silence. No.
I don't know.
He got pretty fucked up though.
Yeah, he's never welcome back to the course. So.
You remember when assholes were just? Well, yeah, of course he's not just like this
guy. What happened? Was he being reckless or did something just happen?
He's being AJ Hawk.
His head almost got cut off. I think that's enough of a punishment. You don't have to ban him from the course.
Few too many Amstel lights got behind the wheel of the car.
Oh, he's Canadian.
No, I don't think
Amstels are Canadian.
I never know if the accents people throw around here.
Oh, you think that's like a Blues Clues, like what they're...
Yeah, oh yeah. I try to judge the accents on what we're talking about, the topic.
I understand, I get it, yeah. How about, the guy is alive, Zito just got caught.
Okay, good. There
we go. Hey, congrats, man. We didn't think that was possible when we first saw him.
After three major surgeries, he lived.
Jeez. Okay, congratulations.
That's true.
Anyways, how about whenever assholes were just driving people over with the golf carts? That was terrible.
I don't like that trend.
That was bad.
Worse.
People were promoting that as if it was good. I was like, this one's bad.
Wait, people were driving on golf courses?
Just running people over.
I did not. I missed that trend.
While they're standing like this, boom.
I mean, you could kill somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people were doing it.
I wasn't really worried about dying. I was more so worried about Achilles, knee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not going to die, but like if they hit you at the right spot, your head will snap. Man, I would get up and chase that cart fast.
Well, I think that's what a lot of people are doing. And then people are making fun of the people that were getting run over. It's like,
how can you make fun of them?
Well, that was the internet does some dumb things sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I need to go check that out.
It's old.
A lot of sideways legs on those.
Yeah,
the knees are the problem.
That's not a prank. Zito was looking at the wrong video. We don't know if that original guy is still.
If it means anything, one guy that almost died. Limp.
Now you got to do it again.
I didn't want to do this.
Yeah.
Now I got to go through this guy's dying twice. Thank you, Tone. Sorry. I mean, you kind of
apologize for being the first person on the show to bring up someone who was dead, potentially.
Well, I mean, the Sun Tzu book recommends
that. Sun Tzu wasn't decapitated by a golf cart, we don't think.
We could have been.
You're right. Never mind. No, another one for him
back
now?
Back in the day.
Anyways, moment of silence for that guy if he did die. Okay. Moments passed.
Okay.
I hope he didn't, though.
No. Yeah, no.
But there's too many golf cart accidents that are near death. If he's getting the wrong research on golf cart nearly, people need to chill the fuck out. Yeah, and that starts with you.
The one Zito found, the guy was riding on the back of it like a jackass. So,
okay, well, that's what we're talking
about.
You
can't do that, you got to be careful.
And listen, Kendall Roy, with your golf cart going into the water.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Oh, his car went in the water.
No, spoilers. Spoiler.
But he had a passenger, too.
Spoiler.
So did he check on her?
Okay, good, good little.
See,
it wasn't a her.
Spoiler.
Well, sorry.
I mean, there's.
I'm trying to throw people off.
Yeah, well, your first two are directly on there, but that's what you were with the golf cart. Let's be safe on these golf courses.
Yeah,
please. All right?
Let's enjoy the fact that we get to drive around in miniature cars.
Mm-hmm.
They are awesome.
Yeah.
They keep the sun off you. You're able to get things much quicker. You have a drink in there, some music. It's all. Let's not fucking ruin it.
Yeah, I agree. Please, people. Have you seen those ones that are like scooters, though?
The bike one's my favorite.
Yeah, those are going to change the game.
Yeah, the bike one's awesome. Have you seen this one?
Yeah, they're not going to change. They've been around for a little while. I used to see those at the old charity outings like 5 or 6 years ago, and they're awesome, but no one's going to actually use that.
Yes. Well, yes, what are you talking about?
Where you put your bag right here and you drive it solo? No,
there's a bag.
On the front. All right. Well, if we get a picture of it, then I can make a judgment.
And you're on that thing like a street bike almost. Yeah. But I think it has, you know, the old school office chairs where you had to put your knees down? I think that is how it is actually set up.
I don't think I've seen this thing. This sounds a little different than what I'm thinking.
And then your clubs are obviously right off the top of that thing, so you get up and it's
yeah, it's sweet.
There's another one that you ride like a scooter that you're like almost sideways with it. It's unbelievable. Yeah, Nick sent it to me the other day. It's sweet.
That'd be fun. Like a Segway?
It's almost it's like a longboard Segway.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost.
Yeah.
Oh.
Four wheels.
It's those golf boards. You've seen them before.
What a scooter.
I got to get one.
You're talking about...
I don't play golf, but I need to get one.
Like, yeah, kind of similar to that, but it's longer like a skateboard on the middle, and you kind of ride it sideways like this.
But of course, let you bring... Like, all the seven country clubs you belong to probably don't let you bring your own thing.
Changed my car a year ago. They're all fucking on.
Yes! I get it.
Got a lot of emails.
I've been there, yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming that they're going to be mad that they would send emails like, hey, your card is no longer blah, blah, blah. They sent me emails for like 2 months and I didn't respond. And then I think it's over. I think that's just how you take the key and check out of the hotel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's like unsubscribing from stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Here's Zito has a. Yes.
Oh, those are sweet.
Is that not sick right there?
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
And then they make.
Look at the tires too. Gross. See, I've rode those before. That's cool, but I don't think that's going to take.
That thing stinks. Yeah, I don't love that. That's the one.
Yeah.
Because you're leaning forward too, right?
Yes, you're kind of like a. It's almost like.
And the cool, I like that your clubs are right there, so you pop out, you grab them right away. Boom. You have to walk around the back of it.
Boom. Yes, and it's easy to put the club back in there.
If all four of you have one, then it's cool.
Yeah, you got to have a squad.
What if it's three guys and then you with just that?
You're probably not playing with that guy. Though.
Yeah, you guys play ahead.
No, I think you guys. You would, right? Wouldn't you? If you had one.
Well, yeah, but.
And you showed up and I didn't have one.
You'd still play with
him. You would still play with me driving my car.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I'm sure the person driving, like when you're waiting at the. Like, you're probably still doing a lot of waiting if no one else.
On this thing?
Yeah.
That needs to become.
But don't you play golf so you can hang out and talk with your buddy in the cart? Smokes a cigar. Like, you bring Goomp along, and Goomp doesn't even play. So, I mean, that's golf for me.
Yeah. I mean, the community of golf is certainly on the tee box.
That takes away
the
community if you're individual the whole time.
Yeah, tee box and green, though, right?
Yeah, but you could create a lot more fellowship if you're together.
I agree, but then your game is it's going to take a long time.
You never lose a ball.
Priorities.
Listen, this is a big conversation.
This is very big. Yeah. We should get this after the break. You're right. This is too deep.
Well, we got 3 minutes.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is something like...
Let's unpack this here.
I would like to, because this
when
is something
when people say
that
and they're dead serious, it freaks me out. Well, let me unpack that for you.
Well, let's get to a high view. Let's put a pin in it.
There it is.
Circle back. I mean, there's all those things that they try to drop in there. Because I do enjoy, like, watching everybody's shot, too. Like, I feel like those are good moments. Like, hey, let's put 10 on this. You ain't going to hit anything. And then driving off afterwards. But then, like, I think looking back on every round, you're like, I could have been much more efficient, I think. We could have had all these conversations on the green while we're waiting to putt, while we're on a tee box.
Well, it depends on what kind of round you're playing. If you're playing a Michael Jordan round and you guys are playing for money and you're just trying to be fast, 3 hours, 18 holes, the bikes will make that 10 times faster. Yeah. Some people will take solo carts with, like, eight different people.
That's what Jordan does, yeah. Like, those 12 carts come rolling through, yeah.
Well, and then, by the way, if everybody's – you can go roll over to somebody that's hitting, too. You don't have to –
Yeah, you're
That's
right.
What we would I would do it.
We should do it.
This past weekend, we basically were at every shot at the same time.
I just don't think courses are going to let you bring that on yet.
Well, courses need to figure get the fucking bikes, dude.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think if you pay them, they'll be fine with it. Like, if you pay the cart fee.
Yeah, which I would. But you'll still, like, I don't ever walk a golf course. In Tahoe, you walk. That is, I guess, one of the decent things about walking. A lot of people say, I like to walk because it makes me play better because I'm thinking about my shot I'm walking to, which, no, it just gives you more time to think about how terrible that original shot was.
Isn't this the same thing as bringing your own walking cart?
That's not true.
So.
But it's cool. The fellowship I've been talking about, you're walking your three guys together and your caddies, so you all walk down the fairway together. Hopefully, usually I'm far left, far right. But at least I have the first 100 yards with me before I split off.
Yeah,
that's when you can talk.
The golf community is, the community aspect of golfing is awesome. It's the best, getting out like there, drinking with some beers.
Sunday, I played with Strahan and Sean Payton. And they're, I didn't know either of them really. And they were both awesome. And I get, we got to walk 18 holes. I'm like, we spent a lot of time with them and their caddies. Like, you get to know them.
I spent more time with you today than I have spent with a lot of people that I'm very close to in my life. Yeah. We just walked for 4 hours together.
Yeah, that's
a,
real.
That's an interesting thing. I think you play better when you're walking because you don't want to have to walk an extra 6 miles. That's mm-hmm, what I, that's what made me a better golfer when I walked. Like, I would like to be, stay on track with that hole right there.
Yeah, also, though, sometimes worse because if you're, like, hitting from way back and there's a hill and the green's up there and you can't see it, I'm not running up there or walking up there to look to see where
no
it is.
No way!
But people do, yeah.
That's what your caddy's for.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, if you have a caddy, they'll do it. My brother, I don't, he might not do that for me.
How's that knee, pal? Probably been doing a lot of running.
Feels great.
It's a glorious day because not only is the Toxic Table here at Ty Schmidt at Boston Connor, one half of the Hammer, Dan Cowboys at Tone Diggs is here. You're looking fantastic.
Thanks, you too.
You look so good.
Thank you, too.
Ty, what do you think about
how Tony, you look great today. You really do. It's a very good outfit.
You guys making up for something? Or
nope.
Why are you guys going so over the top?
Nope.
Who's you guys?
You and Ty.
Oh, are you trying to do a communist act right now?
Hmm. Well, I'm not a commie, so I never
Didn't they vote for Connor as the culprit?
Well, no, and joining us actually. In the studio. Sorry, I should have done that quicker. I know I should have known that
no,
once
I'm
that
good.
Conversation
was- I don't need to be reintroduced.
Yeah, because there's probably a lot of people that literally just turned on or were potentially not here at the beginning whenever we said, holy shit, a day that'll go down in the annals of the history of this program. AJ Hawk live.
Hey,
good to be here.
It's great to see you, man. Whenever you think about football, okay?
All day, every day.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. It's the best sport on earth, isn't it? I mean, honestly.
Absolutely.
I've been in the trenches with these soccer folks. You know, there's a lot of bets coming from overseas about, you know, what I will donate to something, and then they'll call it soccer for a year, these particular fans from overseas. Yeah. I've been entrenched in it, and they're like, it's football, it's football, it's football. It's like, it might have been at one point, I'm sorry, we made a much better version, okay? And we have a history of just changing names and doing stuff like that. We do apologize, and I don't understand how we did take the exact same name as theirs.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I mean, Paul Brown basically invented football. Who invented the term football?
Did Paul Brown just say, what do they call soccer?
He kind of changed football. He didn't invent it, but I don't know. Like, when did the term football get invented as far as our football and not soccer?
Well, when did the soccer term
had to be long, out? Long ago before football?
Yeah, there's like some story on Netflix. There's some sort of documentary, series, not a documentary.
Yeah.
Talking about how way back in the day, like towns and even factories had turned like in the 1870s, like I mean,
origins,
like way back, way, way back soccer comes from, I think.
Well, I mean, there are a bunch of towns in, I mean, even Massachusetts, the whole entire New England area that are just towns that were in England at the time. But now, since they came over through Massachusetts.
So old. Why did we not change the name of that? There should have been at least maybe a buyout process of that, because the whole thought of them, you know, me calling it football is like
the first versions of it in America, you couldn't pick it up. But when they did eventually change it, they probably should change the name as well.
No, but why did we call it the same thing that a different sport was being called? I wonder. I'd like to know why that took place. And why am I getting hassled by the Europeans for a thing that I don't know the actual answer to?
I think, I'm guessing it was just who cares? I'm gonna make a. Guess what? In 60 years, like, no one's going to be referring to that fucking football. They're going to be referring to this football.
Still battling. That guy could have never guessed, whoever.
Yeah. What I'm reading says it came from Rugby Football Union, and they just took football and dropped the rugby.
Still should have chose something else.
Well, when they
That's
picked
what I'm
soccer.
Saying. I think we should have called it something else.
Like, when was it ever here, football? And then they're like, actually, we're going to just call it soccer.
Yeah, when did we start calling
now?
That soccer? When did Americans start calling it soccer?
Deutschland. Germany. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably a similar time. Nah, that's not football. That's soccer, no? What?
Yeah
that's yeah, a sport.
Yeah, you got to wear socks while you play, so.
Yeah, high socks. Soccer. Mm-hmm. What is it? I don't know, but I love our sport, AJ. I honestly do. I love football so much, and I think it's only growing, and it's only going to get more and more popular. With the games going to different countries and everything, I wonder how long it'll take for our sport to overtake their sport, and if it ever even has a chance. Because after watching some of these soccer things, the amount of passion in that, it's like their actual blood. I don't think we'll ever be able to overtake soccer in some places, even though in the past I've clearly stated that once some of these times see our sport, they're going to be American football fans instead of European football fans.
I don't know what. I haven't been over and seen a soccer game. Oh, I'm sure you have, right? Like, have you gone and seen Liverpool play or Manchester United?
I saw PSG play against somebody.
I had a buddy send me a picture a couple weeks ago.
It was insane, yes.
He was there a couple weeks ago at one of the huge game that was happening, and he is not a big soccer fan. He's like, this is pretty sweet, man. Like, the fans are unbelievable.
Flares.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're talking flares, singing.
We'll never get to that point, no. And football fans won't be there, I don't think. We're already programmed different, like... I don't know.
WWE is going to Wales. First time in a stadium. I think it's in August or September. First time in a stadium in Europe or UK. And I've almost made that mistake a couple of times. I don't know. I apologize. I don't know which one's Europe, which one's UK. I don't know who, but I guess I...
Don't ask me.
I either got really close to offending some people on SmackDown one time or I was about to. Whatever the case. First time in Europe or UK in a stadium show. The European fans of WWE, they are maniacs. Absolute man. They're allowed the entire show. They are part.
They stand up the whole time. Like
the entire time.
Soccer, yelling, they stand up the whole game, right?
Singing,
vuvuzelas,
chanting.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, from the
vuvuzelas.
Yes,
that's pretty close to the vuvuzela.
But even like with football, it's different just because like you're not like when Peyton would be on offense, he would quiet everybody down, and then obviously when your defense goes out, you know that's when they're standing.
And stadiums are too comfortable, screaming. Man. Everybody's sitting down. Like when you get a back rest, like that's why college stadiums can seat so many. They're bleacher seats. When you start putting armrests and backs in it, the same size stadium. Almost, but you just take up way more space.
So here's a good follow-up to that. The Commanders allegedly, with their new stadium, the projections, 55,000 seats. Mm-hmm. FedEx Field used to have like 90 or 100,000.
Yeah.
So they're going to suites. They're going to more expensive seats, 55,000. Let's make this the nicest, most convenient place possible. That feels like the wave of the future, right? Like SoFi is suites.
How many
everywhere.
Suites can we fit in this stadium? That's all that matters.
Yeah, because people are going to want to watch other shit. And you're going to have to give them good internet, too. And the experience has to be somewhat similar to at home as, you know, the generations unfold over here. But I would assume European fans listen to us go, what? We need a place to stand. Yeah. Give us cement.
Do they have all those nice like luxury boxes over there? Are they as big a deal?
I think I saw LeBron in one.
Well, Brady was in one.
But are they like in the owner's box? Like,
correct.
Can we call Gumpy, please? Yeah. Let's call Gumpy.
Oh, yeah, we need Gumpy.
Yeah, let's call Gumpy.
That's all New England's adding. They're just adding like basically another set. Like, you know when you're playing New England, that area.
Hey, this guy, they're doing renovations to Foxborough Field or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
What is it?
Gillette Stadium.
Yeah. He said, oh, we get a Super Bowl. Right, because the rules is if you build a new stadium, a Super Bowl will come, like, to say thank you.
Yeah.
And since they're renovating Gillette Stadium, he's like, oh, we're getting
a Super Bowl.
We should.
I don't think that's
2025, they're going to have one, right,
Con? It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. But like I was saying, like they're not having that open little tunnel where
I kind of like that,
through.
Though. For playing-wise, but I think it looks cool. It looks like, wow, is this thing open to the public out here?
Fuck
like,
that
You could just run straight out of the stadium. it's terrible. It's a wind. It creates a tornado.
I don't know how Goskowski and them were able to be so good going into that for all those years. That one, I'll tell you what, that open end had my number.
Yeah.
You know, that one had my number.
Yeah, it's awesome for Folk, too, because he's great kicking in, like, the elements or whatever. But, yeah, they're just adding. They're basically closing it off so it's a full stadium. I believe they're just adding, like, a shit ton of more suites.
Joining us now, live from his Canadian COVID cave, a man who... whose spirit runs through us every single day.
Hell yeah.
Hashtag free Gump, ladies and gentlemen, Bubba Gumpino.
Yeah, Gumpy!
Gumpy, those soccer stadiums over there, we saw LeBron in a suite. How many suites are there? And is the rest of it just bleachers? That's why everybody's insane? And do you think that'll ever change like what's happening here in America?
No, it's just chaos. They like it that way. They love it that way. I don't even know, when my brother went to an Arsenal game, you couldn't drink at your seats, though.
My buddy said the same thing. He couldn't bring a drink down in the bowl, whatever that means.
Yeah, so they have to stand in the fucking, at that area and just get boozed up before they go back to their seat.
Oh, so everybody's just chugging.
Yeah.
Okay, we can lift the atmosphere in here a little bit. How? Well, let's force a chug to happen with all the booze that we have. Well, how do we do that? Well, you're only allowed to drink in this part that you can't see the game in. So... go on.
Better finish it.
Do your thing. I guess Zito just told me there's 9 different suites at SoFi. 9 different levels of suites.
Wait, 9? Are you serious?
Yeah, there's the patio suites, terrace suites, perch suites, Google Cloud suites, field cabanas, bungalows.
Bungalow.
There's a whole thing
there. Perch suites. I mean, yeah, that's absolutely the future. Like, not even like gigantic stadiums. We don't want to put more
seats. Take away from the atmosphere.
We don't want more people. We need the right people. That's what they're trying to say. And the right people are the people that pay $1 million for a suite.
So I think like, hey Gump, any soccer tournaments this weekend?
Nah, there's like the Nations League. It's international play right now.
I saw Cristiano play yesterday. He was.
I mean,
playing.
Who says that's not a big deal though? Why is this one not count, Goomp?
Friendly, dude.
What, because you get to pick and
nobody
choose.
Nobody gives a fuck about it.
Okay.
I know you're probably right, AJ, but I've taken a stance and I have to die on it.
I
now.
Respect I that, Goomp. I do, but I mean, I don't. Why is this one garbage compared to the other 600 we've seen?
Same reason why, like USFL is.
Yeah, no like nobody cares about
Cristiano was playing yesterday.
But these same guys, though, these big-time players play in these games that you call garbage, right?
Yeah, but De Bruyne came out. Like, De Bruyne is one of the best players in the world. He's like, the Nations League is a fucking waste of time. Like, we just finished a season with the Premier League. Like, I don't need to play in this thing for Belgium right now.
Wow, Belgium's upset. Portugal's got Cristiano yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
He was balling.
They tied Espanola, I believe.
France, that's Denmark. Right.
España.
All right, Gump, we appreciate you, buddy. You look good.
Right, love
you, Gump.
Soccer doesn't make any sense.
No. I mean,
football. Sorry.
I know you think I'm joking about this, but there's a tournament every 4 days.
That is
the
bigger,
biggest one.
Bigger than the one
when
before.
You tell me, hey, the Soccer Lombardi, I legit don't know what that is anymore.
Well, it's actually the Soccer Lordo.
Yeah,
and
that's, changed.
That's happening in Qatar.
And there's only two tournaments we have to worry about.
Are you taking that with you tonight?
Huh?
You taking that?
Oh.
To SmackDown?
I should, I think.
Yeah. Just pulled it out for good. No reason.
We're doing it here. Columbus Blue Jack. You guys are never going to hoist one of these.
Yeah, ever.
That's what I'll probably say. Mm-hmm. Take a good look at it. Never going to hoist one here. I don't want to be here or there. I love Columbus. I love the Ohioan people.
Sure.
But there's going to be a lot of sloppy people at this thing tonight, huh?
What do you mean sloppy?
Slobs. Well, absolute bombs. You know what we're talking about.
That's not
what he was saying.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Such a good guy, this guy, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah, this is the commie.
Not when it comes to Ohio. I'm not a commie, God damn it.
What I'm talking about, do we have the clip? Don't need it. We'll get it later. But this will come back up again. But if people are just getting hammered, is the memorial just a massive party, huh? That's what it is.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the crossover is. People that attend the memorial and people that go to SmackDown. Is it a big crossover?
Pretty high.
You would know. I wouldn't really know. I would imagine, probably. Yeah, there's definitely some that are going to make their way. I believe it's Nationwide Arena downtown Columbus. It's kind of a far ride, far Uber for some of those people, but I'm sure some people make it.
All right, let's take some phone calls here.
I mean, you'll have Craig Stadler will probably be front row.
Oh, is that the celebrity that General Bob was talking about?
Maybe.
Who's that?
Craig.
Former PGA golfer.
Yeah. His son Kevin might be there.
The big walrus.
He's
Craig
awesome.
Stadler.
Is he from Columbus?
I don't know. I have no idea. He's just a golfer. I don't know if he's even playing. He's not playing anymore.
No.
You just said a random golfer.
I was trying to think in my head.
Yeah. You said golf. I thought Stadler. That's what your brain does. What was the music? Poop in my fingernails.
Yeah, poop.
Do you have you watched that back yet?
I've listened to the song 2 days ago with the kids.
They're still on it.
They're trying to find more like it. They're getting sick of it. But yeah, it still makes them chuckle.
Because that guy, he's AJ Hawk super fan, right?
Yeah.
The guy that made that song is AJ Hawk super fan.
He made a song about
is
it.
He?
Yeah.
Yes, we've already done
it. Yeah, we did this.
You saw the other weird YouTube song from like 2011, right?
Whoa. The guy has 3,600 songs or something like that.
Yeah. 4,000. No, he's a Packer super fan. He's not. Individually towards me.
Ipso facto.
Well, you are the all-time leading tackler for the Packers. So.
And he loved tackling.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he can come out with a sequel like Top Gun sequel to Poop in My Fingernails, we're all in love.
Piss in my
for
fingernails.
For your kids,
Oh, I mean, not just kids, you two, everybody, everyone.
Wet wipes, you said, was a big problem.
Wet wipes?
No, not wet wipes. The moisture wicking, the other day we talked about.
Flush.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you definitely can't put it in the septic. And even the pipes for sewage is brutal. Why?
Yeah, well, you make me think about it now every single time because when I go to wipe
even the
my
ones
ass.
That say they're flushable.
Have you
really
gotten to deal with the neighbors? Have something blown up in Ohio?
No, I know like people that have septic, which I have septic, so I know you can't. You know, I have a septic tank. But if you're on city, they don't want you doing it either.
They don't care.
No, they don't care because they're scraping. Go watch. Go watch.
They don't care.
I don't care. You can still use them.
Well, thank you, but it makes me think every time I go to use it.
I mean, like, when you have your own fucking sewage facility in your backyard, maybe don't do it, but you can fucking wipe your ass with wet wipes and flush them down the toilet. You'll be just fine.
Thank you. I just don't want to be a bad member of the
don't worry.
I'm in a neighborhood now.
Kill the turtles, kill the earth, fine. That's cool.
Has your septic blown up?
The turtles are going to...
Why are
the turtles affected?
Those wrap around the turtles. The straws go in their nose. Those wrap around their neck.
What?
The wet wipes, dude?
I saw it. I didn't see it.
Like six packs? Like
biodegradable. Yeah, what fucking the hell? Disintegrate.
I can't. I'm not saying it's 100% true. I'm just saying I did read that in two spots.
No.
The plastic is
six packs. Huh?
Two different sources.
Two different memes?
You could say that's pretty much a confirmation.
Well, a lot of people would need less to say it was a confirmation in the world that we live in. I appreciate you trying to scoop it out somewhere else. Two different memes told you that that's bad for the sea turtles, huh? That's crazy.
Well, the meme
Wait, what made you bring that up? Why'd you ask me that question right now?
Because, literally, I thought about this morning. I took a massive shit, and like I was sitting there, and I was thinking to myself, this is probably one that needs a wet wipe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, like, this is probably going to be a little bit of a cleanup. And I go to open it, and literally as I'm going to pull it up, it was a dry one on top because I hadn't opened it in a bit. I'm like, oh, that is pretty thick. And then I threw that one away, and then the second one, half or whatever. Still a little thick. Threw that one away. And then the third one I needed, I lifted it, and I thought,
this one will do.
This one's going to fucking do something. I live in a neighborhood now, so it's like I'm a little bit worried about blowing up somebody else's thing.
Oh, no, it's not going to do that. I think when it gets down to like the main area where they treat the water, that's when it's a problem.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know, I had probably a 45-second to a minute-long conversation with myself about that on what I should do and whether or not I'm a bad neighbor or not.
No, you're good.
I did end up convincing myself that my butt deserved it.
Yeah. I've actually doubled down and I'll use two every time.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Bucket, you know, gets to that water treatment, they'll figure it out there. Okay. It's biodegradable. It says it should be good.
All right, let's go to the phones. There is some things happening around the NFL. COVID testing of players and staff is no longer required for the NFL. The way Mike Florio reported this was the NFL is saying that COVID is over, although it may not be.
Oh, okay. Mikey.
Once again, I need to follow up. It. Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, who we have a lot of respect for. What do you know that I don't know? Because I'm going in the middle of 15,000 Ohioans tonight, and I'm high-fiving every one of them. So if you know something that I need to know that is life, I would like to be told this. But it does feel like this is now becoming a thing amongst all the leagues and the world. You know, Elon Musk obviously put out that thing, hey, if you're going to be an out-of-office worker, you're fucking coming in for 40 hours. So you're coming into the office, into your cubicle, sitting right next to somebody. And guess what? We don't have as much hand sanitizer as we once had either.
Nope. Yeah.
You are going to have to wash your own hands, high-five whoever you got to do. That led to other things happening. And obviously now the NFL says, exact quote, via Tom Pelissero, the arrow, the man who is a Neuralink, so when the memo goes out, Pelissero reports it.
That's right.
The NFL Management Council informed clubs tonight that COVID surveillance testing of players and staff is no longer required, regardless of an individual's vaccination status per sources. That is the memo. The sources that he said right here?
Yeah.
It's just one source. It's the memo. Mm-hmm. From typewriter to Pelissero's brain.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Boom. Another step back towards normalcy after NFLPA protocols were suspended in March. And obviously, we decided, shout out to Mitt, I believe, or Foxy, to use Aaron Rodgers celebrating there. And I think this is in Chicago when he said, I fucking own you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's in the middle of celebrating there. This would indicate the biggest league in the world, people who have, you know, I think government currently looking at them and looking into everything they got going on, and they always will because of how much money they bring in and how spotlighted they are. They're saying COVID's over, AJ. So, AJ, huh? Is it official?
I get to be in person for the 300th COVID is dead celebration.
Just say the word, bub.
What word is that?
Well, it's a couple words.
You know.
You know
what? Oh, no, I can't say that.
Say it.
It's three words.
I'm not saying that.
One exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
Don't let that fearmonger Dr. Florio get in your head.
Say it.
So you're sitting here telling me that COVID is dead?
Or?
Say the fucking
say it.
Say it, three words.
Say it.
Don't be a mark.
Tell me the other three words.
We.
Oh, we. You think it's a we thing?
Yeah.
Beat.
Takes all of us. So you. Okay. Yeah. Did we really beat COVID?
No, that's no, not.
That's not
three words. Before.
Three words.
We the NFL has.
We beat COVID?
Yeah!
It was a question.
Who's dead? Who's dead? Who's dead? Who's dead? Who's dead? Woo! Let's go, huh?
Victory!
That video, by the way, of you celebrating with the with the crowd was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Foxy did great work there. And that is how the crowd should feel right now, because basically Goodell said, I got a big brain. I got a bunch of degrees. We got a lot of money, a lot of contacts. What? We know doctors that you don't know. What? And we have suspended all COVID-related shit. Basically, Goodell said,
we beat COVID.
Woo! Yeah! Here's to us.
Here's to us.
We lost a lot of great people, honestly.
Too many.
It was sad.
Mm-hmm.
Changed our world.
Yeah.
Drastically.
It's gone now. Never to be spoken of again, right?
Woo!
Okay, yes.
You said it.
From your lips.
Oh, I was asking.
To our ears.
I was asking a question, actually.
No,
and happiness in our hearts, AJ.
That's right.
We finally did it. Baby Lorna. To all of you.
Cheers.
Thank you, baby Lorna.
We fucking beat COVID, dude.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, it tasted good.
It did. That was maybe the most delicious green tea sip I've ever taken in my life.
Across all drinks.
You got all the mulch and rocks out of there yesterday.
Wow, that was tough. I was getting my teeth almost chipped.
Yeah,
Lord. Yesterday while I was drinking this thing with Kevin Weeks. I didn't even think about, you know, wiping off the bottom. I'm like, oh, this would be a fun little bit. Anyways, there's no COVID in here.
No.
That's right.
But will they test for COVID if someone has symptoms?
Nope. Yeah. Sounds like it's a no.
It's on your own?
Hey, you got flu? We don't know. You got COVID? It's on you. Just don't go around your friends here.
Yeah.
You feel like shit, stay home. Which is kind of what it's been since the beginning. Although AJ gives that look because if he was to ever miss work because he didn't feel good, he would feel like a terrible person.
Well, you talked about it before you went into the facility and they were basically just like, no, just go home. Yeah.
Yeah, because I had the flu.
When?
Maybe a little bit more of the flu.
When?
I forget what year it was.
Oh, they told if you come in super sick, you get sent home.
Yeah, they would not even let me. They're like, turn around, go home right now.
This is pre-COVID.
Yeah, this is maybe my third year in the NFL, fourth year in the NFL. They're like, hey, listen, we don't need whatever the fuck has you looking the way you look terrible. I'm like, thank you. Well, I've been pissing, puking, and shitting at this. So thank you. Appreciate that.
So, but the question is, moving forward, when somebody is sick and misses practice or they miss a game for an illness, are we still going to say non-COVID related illness?
Did you just get bopped because of the announcement we just made? Yeah. That was one of the biggest parts of our show's history and you just left right in the middle of it. It was an official. Hey, we've pump faked that celebration for a long time.
He missed it?
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone.
Listen, when we don't go to break at the end of an hour and we just roll through to the next hour, my bladder can't handle it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I did that the first hour. I accidentally did it beforehand before we even started. So I understand where you're at, but hey, I don't know if you got a chance to hear or not. We did officially celebrate we beat COVID.
I stayed for it.
Oh, did you?
And then as soon as the celebration was over.
We had a couple afterwards.
Yeah, couple victory laps.
We really took the tractor another round on this.
Yeah, I've been celebrating that for months. So.
Well, so have we, but I guess like it is official now at this point. But yeah, whenever guys miss games, it would just be would be announced still as COVID or flu or
food poisoning.
Well, from
food poisoning.
Strep throat.
E. coli like Hasselbeck had.
Bingo. Yeah. Yeah.
Staff. You don't want staff.
Hopefully not.
No.
That happened.
Wrestlers.
No, didn't somebody was sick?
It happened in the Bucks locker room.
A lot of players
yeah.
have had some issues with staff where they sued
Cleveland
the team.
Cleveland and Tampa Bay it happened.
With Charles Bentley.
Hey, yeah, I assume it happened in Green Bay where somebody would tell a story about, a guy got staff, he sued, did the whole thing. That was like, that was always like,
I know guys that missed a year, missed seasons because they got staff.
And money.
You get that through like the tub, like the ice baths, or
what is it? It's like bacteria, and you gotta keep surfaces clean, and obviously like nasty, sweaty athletes around a training room. You just have to make sure you clean everything up. And
I do believe the trainers took it as a shot at them, right?
If you got it, yeah, because it was a big deal. Like, staff was when I was playing for sure a big thing because the Charles Bentley's career was ended. He's a center from Ohio State, went to Cleveland, was great, and then got staff in his knee, and it just kept eating away at his knee. And if you don't get it right away. Like
is it the same as MRSA?
You can lose limbs.
Yes. Yeah.
Wipe the machines down. You got to wipe your machines down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Trent Dilfer's got that.
The spread. Beats anything.
Yeah. That beats COVID and MRSA.
Well, and Broncos AIDS. Had it.
Well, the Broncos social media team needs to fucking tighten up.
Oh my God.
I am so juiced.
AJ?
I had 12 different people send me that Russ pump-up video, too.
So a dozen people sent that. Why'd they all send it to you,
because
AJ?
They're like, hey, you're a Broncos fan now, obviously.
Is that what all 12 people that sent
it to you? I feel so bad for Russ in that situation.
Me, too.
Yes. And the lady, and I've been there when she's like, let's go, Broncos, or whatever you say.
Go, Pack, go.
Broncos, let's ride.
Yeah, because that's in the stadium.
Like, how you do it. I'm like, either way, Okay, do fans like, whenever it cuts to the videos, like,
kids,
it's third down, guys, get up.
Yeah, it's the best part
kids.
Of the game.
It's kids.
All right, I stand corrected. My bad.
No, but every team does it. Every team does it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's all for kids. Like, yeah, because my kids would probably be like, oh, cool, here we go.
Yeah, and I think it's also trying to teach fans how you're supposed to act in certain times. Like, I think it is for kids, like, hey, third down, right? A lot of guys go, hey, third down.
Yeah, they're trying to educate the crowd.
Yeah, boom, like, hey, you're supposed to make noise here.
That makes sense.
Like, I think that's what it all is for in-house entertainment and for environment control, mm-hmm. if you will. But to post it,
do you think Russ wanted it posted?
No way.
Or do you think Russ legit's like, yeah, yeah, killed it, nailed it?
Hold on,
he did kill it.
Hold on,
he did kill it, but he was asked to do. He was asked to do something.
You too.
Very, very difficult.
How long have we? How many videos and TikToks and whatever do we have to see of Russ? And you don't think that this was all his idea?
Well, they shouldn't listen to him then. Okay, they're a $1 billion
operation.
This was
Team 3.
I don't think this was... You mean to
and
do
he
that?
Said, do it.
Team 3 saw that and was so pissed.
Yeah. And he said, do it with me with a green screen background so people could put me in any situation in the world doing this.
Put me on a TikTok. Do whatever you need to do. Drop. That's what we should have got, by the way. That should be... Mm. We should have Russell Wilson going, Broncos Nation, let's ride. Broncos Nation, let's ride. He was selling out for that.
Yeah.
They was going all in. And it was only supposed to be one clip, bum, 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 to everybody. And then the show is seven different variations. That's him being a thespian.
Yeah.
And buying in and trying to make the Broncos better. And that social media team's like, this will get good interaction. Anytime the quote tweets are 10x the retweets, not great.
Yeah, we know from past, you know, experience, that person's getting fired. And whoever the Team 3 guy is, he is the new social media guy of the Broncos, or girl.
That's the problem. Honestly, though, I think, like, every team is hiring social media people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Every team knows that this is the thing. I do believe there should be some sort of, like, hey, here's what the internet roasts our team for. Let's try not to feed it. You know? Because Tua had to talk about this. Tua had to talk about the deep ball just yesterday in a presser. And Ann, who is Miami Dolphins PR, who was here, mm-hmm. who set up the conversation with us with Coach Mike McDaniel. Shout out to Ann. She was actually referencing it because, you know, it's an interesting thing because when the Miami Dolphins post the video, that's the team being like, all right, here's what we have. Here's what we are. But, like, you get a good shot. It has slow-mo on it, but you're immediately just dropping it right into the – oh, Tua can't throw a fucking ball far at all. And then it just goes and goes and goes. And then you have to answer questions like this. Tua actually had to speak about it yesterday at a press conference in the middle of OTAs.
Yeah, if you've seen the third to the last play we had, I don't know if I could throw the ball downfield still. But by my account, I think that might have been a touchdown to Tyreek.
Ooh!
If not, then we scored two plays after that to Tyreek. So, you know, however you want to write down any of that to social media or whatever outlets you guys are with, you do so.
Can you talk about your timing overall with Tyreek and is there a play outside of that stuck out today that you think you guys are shows your timing?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's pretty cool having a guy like Tyreek, but you have other guys that are, you know, extremely talented, very fast as well, you know, that kind of help out with Tyreek being open. You have Waddle, you have, you know, Gesicki. So everyone has to cover every part of the field, and I mean, it should be a lot easier to get these guys the ball. Although, you know, playing against our defense, it's still good stuff.
With this team, from him wearing hoodies and sweatshirts and Slipknot, here, so he can mimic that, and then even the music, if he lets you guys pick music by being the player of the day. Just talk about that and just being in tune with that.
Yeah, swaggy. That's what I gotta say about Coach Mike. I call him Mystic Mac. Just like Conor McGregor, this dude, like, he loves to predict stuff. So call him Mystic Mac, but you know the respect that he has in the locker room,
this guy.
Tremendous.
Oh, you know,
the
guys love him.
Tua, you mentioned earlier about the narrative about the arm strength.
Here we
what
go.
Do you think about that? That every time somebody talks about you, it's he can't throw deep.
Yeah. Well, like I said, all the bad news I hear from Ann. You know, Ann tells me, hey, I don't know if you heard about this, but they say that. I'm like, Ann, why would you want to bring that up to me? But she brings it up just so I'm aware with the questions that you guys are going to ask me. You know, for me, it's just zone that out. I mean, we come out to practice, everyone else, Twitter warriors, you know, keyboard warriors, whatever you want to call them. You know, they're not out here practicing with us working hard. So,
as they say, in your mom's
I don't know if you guys recorded that last one to Tyreek, but. I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
I don't know about you, but it looked like money. How come they're not posting that? That's the clips that we need to see posted by the Dolphins Twitter account. I think they are, and I think Dolphins understand that. And I think the Ravens had a situation with Sammy Watkins and Lamar Jackson, a similar thing. I just, you know, and Foxy immediately upon this conversation happening starts shaking his head because he is a editor and a camera person, everything like that. When you get these jobs, it's big jobs. Teams need them. Content is great. Yep. You have access that nobody else has. But also, I think there has to be a little self-awareness on what's potentially being said. Russell Wilson got murdered for that.
Slaughtered.
Let's ride. And Tua got murdered for the throw. It shouldn't be coming from your own team, I think, is what we're all saying.
And I think it's just people filling content. Like, oh, I did my job today. I put a video out today. And it makes them look terrible.
Yeah, and there's not even a thought of that. AJ, can we run this Russell Wilson one? Just to hear your full thoughts on it. I know 12 people. Why do you believe 12 people sent this video to you, you think, AJ?
Because they know I like inspirational videos. We're going to run it?
Let's run it.
Let's ride. Let's ride.
Best one there.
No. Broncos.
Let's ride.
That's the one.
No.
Yeah, that's
no.
The
perfect. Other
one more time. Broncos country. Let's ride.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Not as best.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Good.
Broncos country.
Modulation.
Let's ride.
Last one. Last
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Is he an acting teacher?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Very impressive, but you're just feeding the fodder of what Russell Wilson has talked about by his haters on the internet. Shouldn't be coming from the team, I don't think. If somebody else wanted to post that, all good.
Sure.
But if it's coming from the team,
but did whoever posted from the team, I guess they think, hey, this is a cool behind-the-scenes look at what we do?
Yeah.
So. That's what the thought is. Okay.
He didn't even do a good job at it either.
Whoa, yes, whoa.
See, but Tony, I actually think...
Broncos country!
See, no.
Let's ride!
That's not the video.
That should be the one.
No, you don't know the video, though. The video is a full lead-up, and he's just tagging it at the end. You know what I mean?
Not.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Diggs one more?
We need two different versions.
We need to modulate like he did high and low.
Listen, I didn't fucking flub, so just use the first one.
Not a single flub. Fucking send it, I understand, but he had to do six different ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you nail the first one, you don't have to do a sixth.
They will. I thought it was
one of those ones where he's like going to be on the big jumbotron in front of the stadium.
That's what it is.
Just like real quick, like.
That's what that is.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And I think it's a GIF. And I don't think they're using the audio in any of this, and they're going to put a title over him saying, Broncos country, let's ride. And they're not using any of that. That's why
that's
he's not
the scoreboard, usually.
No way.
Yeah, I'm pretty. I mean, there's the sound's going to happen, I think. It has to, right? That's why he did so many different inflections of it.
What if it's Team 3 making this an NFT that he could sell?
Okay.
Then why are the Broncos
behind the scenes? Hey, this is real.
Because the Broncos it's worth have more to buy money. The NFT too.
Let's get to a break. Can we just look out for the fucking players on the team?
It's going to continue to happen.
I don't see anything wrong. I mean, the team can't be putting this out there if Russ isn't giving them the blessing. But I just figured it was like, hey, we got fucking six different ways. You guys,
the Yankees would never.
You
do
guys
this.
Pick which one you like the best. So if it's the second, you know, Broncos country, let's rock. Like, if that's the one you like the most,
I don't think. I think it's the fifth.
Which one do you like the most?
I think the fifth one,
Broncos country. Let's ride. That's my personal
favorite.
That one's
good. The last one I think nailed it.
Which one did you like the most?
Broncos party! That was my favorite. Yeah. Let's ride!
What about you, Connor? Which one was your favorite?
The last one.
Which one was that?
Broncos country.
What's that?
That's right.
Very sincere, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was running through all the emotions that you have to do in your acting classes.
Exactly.
Let's do this one confident. Broncos country. Let's ride.
The body language is the best part.
He thought he was Mike Lowry.
Let's be super sincere.
What if he cried
in
one of them? Did they have him cry?
Oh, well, we don't
know. The last one, he was close. I think that was the
He has range. We know that.
Lucrative acting career. We know that now.
He was in the Entourage movie.
Yeah.
Same with the other guy that actually said that.
That's right. Both of them.
They're doing Russ wrong. I don't know. I don't like it.
He loves
it. Those.
He had to be. They have to okay it, don't you think? With at least somebody in Team 3?
Yeah, but oh, you. Okay.
See you know what I'm saying?
I was about to say, looky. You think Rush should be the one okaying it?
No, absolutely not. But I, whoever is posting for their
Mr.
account.
Mr. Aleem. Oh, my God. I can't have it.
That one's fire. That's what they should have him do, actually.
Yeah. Agreed.
For the Jumbotron.
100% agreed.
Probably just said, let's ride, after they fucking came up to him. Yeah, yeah. It's good. Let's ride.
Let's ride. Let's get to a break. Yeah. Let's ride to a break.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Yeah. Let's ride! That's what he should have done. We should actually send that to the Broncos. Like, hey, you should probably redo it this way.
I mean, Diggs did nail it.
Can we get, which one was your favorite?
Ties.
No, Ty didn't do it. It was Russ. Yeah. Run that one more time.
He modulates. Broncos country, let's ride.
Run that one more time. Will you please tell us which one?
Oh, yeah, I will.
All right. Can we run that?
I can break down each one, probably.
Oh, are you an actor? Ooh. Like, you?
No,
actor?
How I feel about him. Like each one, like he. Oh,
okay. Well, we don't have a thing for you to sit on this little small camera side here.
I don't need it.
All right. Well, you should come to the office more, Bo. Yeah. It's great to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Let's go ahead and run that thing.
Let's ride.
Oh. Just warming up.
Let's ride.
It's oh.
Broncos.
Let's ride.
Oh, she cut him off.
Yeah, I know. Perfect. That was his best one. He
one
was
more time.
To
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
He takes instruction well.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Ooh.
There we go. Broncos country. Let's ride.
That's it for
the
me.
Last one.
Hold on. He's like trying to seduce somebody.
Let's ride.
Yeah.
Oh, that last one.
Sierra fire. Likes that one. Last Sierra one loves ball. That last one.
Yeah. All right, let's get to a break. Let's we'll ride. Be back. Just social media teams, we appreciate your work. You're giving us access that nobody else has. You're making content. It's not easy. We appreciate it. But also, have a little tiny bit of awareness on you know, what could potentially get buried and what could not.
Just check with the people that you're putting out there first.
Well, maybe you're Russ cool okayed that, though. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, like, Russ loved that. Every second of that.
Well, then it's good with me.
Put it out. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Okay.
Yeah. What if he quote tweeted it with a selfie video?
Okay.
Oh. Are we sure that hasn't happened?
You're right. We'll keep an eye on it during a break.
Because he might say Broncos country, but he could have also said, like, Broncos social.
Let's ride.
Like, you might use it for everybody. Bronco chefs.
That's right.
The responses I saw to my tweet saying, well, to when I quote tweeted it, was a lot of that, let's ride is not what any Broncos fan says. I guess they all say something saddle up. No.
Buck them up.
Don't they do the horse?
They do something else, I guess, that is like Broncos country. I don't know.
Yeah, what?
Fucking mount up.
That'd be sick.
That's what could you imagine, Russ? Yeah. Broncos country. Mauna.
That would be
sweet. What are we doing? Why are they doing that?
I hope they're watching.
Well, I don't know if they're going to change the entire marketing.
They should.
We have to tell them to, because Mount Up is the one.
Do you know how much money NFL teams
wait, so
pay?
Let's Ride is what Russ went from Go Hawks to Let's Ride, correct?
Yeah. Bingo.
I don't know if he created it or if the Broncos created it and told him, hey,
he created it. There's no way anyone creates his taglines. Like, he creates his taglines, I feel like.
Go Hawks was created before him.
Yeah. University of Iowa, pal.
He made it what it is, though. We should say.
I agree.
No,
just like
not.
Your boy.
I agree.
Your boy, John Wayne Gacy, may have killed people in a different state, but your state is what groomed him.
Your town, Waterloo.
No, no.
Attaboy, Ty.
Go Hawks.
He made it popular.
Yes.
Would you dare say fucking Russ popularized Go Hawks?
He did.
No. What do you mean? Who else has heard it? I know it from Russ.
Me too.
No. Nope. It's an Iowa thing. Always will be.
What's the chant?
Go Hawks. I-O-W-A, go Hawks.
That's a good chanter.
That's it?
That is.
Yeah, he knows.
What about Minnesota's? What's Minnesota's? Who hates Iowa?
We hate Iowa.
That's what Minnesota says.
I was unaware.
Yeah. Losers.
It's cool.
Hey, go Hawks.
Go Hawks, baby.
Yes.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
The amount of money they pay marketing companies to come up with their campaigns for the year, obnoxious. NFL teams.
Who decide? That would be a tough position, though, for these social media people. Okay. Wouldn't you be a little gun-shy to post anything? Like, oh, is this going to be super corny and terrible, or is this going to be awesome?
Yeah. And
you can figure it. You should be able to figure it out, kind of.
I don't know if that's something you can learn, though, at social media school, which is a thing.
Is there a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it's a major.
Yeah, and they're getting jobs from old.
Who's teaching it? Like some 80-year-old person?
Some person's never done it.
And just Gary Vee. They just scroll through his
post. It might be just VCon.
Probably. That's
on repeat. But the olds that know nothing about it are getting duped into hiring the social media majors.
Yeah.
Who?
And then the people, the olds, have no clue if something's good or not. They don't even know what Twitter is, let alone what they're posting.
And then the way you can make numbers with impressions.
Oh, my
imagine goodness. The olds seeing impressions. How many? 10 million impressions?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's more than.
You're right.
That's more a local TV ad.
Yeah, you crushed.
You're killing. Thank you so much. You want to hire a team? Go ahead.
All that tells you is the people that are in that social media world that are actually good. There's a lot of value. Your price should be very, very high. If you're actually legit and you can grow the brand and make it not corny.
Yeah. Yes. And those issue is
valuable.
The issue is the people that are good at it
Don't do it.
They're not going to be doing it for an NFL team. Yeah,
doing
they're
going to be doing it
for themselves.
Yeah, I know. Of course.
That's kind of the balance that you have to find in there. Whatever the case, there are great NFL social media teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they look out for the team's best interests at all times with their posts.
Chargers.
Got to be in synergy here. Mm-hmm. Got to be in the same thing. We're not trying to make our brand new quarterback, the new face of our team, look like a great actor.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. I'm excited about his post-football career.
Me too. He's going to dominate. He's going to get $375 million.
Oh, year one.
Probably.
Ooh, yeah.
How about Aaron saying to Tom? You know, they asked about Tom's TV deal in that quarterback sit-down thing, and I didn't expect us to continue to talk like this, but in that quarterback sit-down thing with Ernie Johnson, talked about $375 million in the TV deal, you know? It was brought up. And Tom talked about, you know, how he still, when he's done with the game, he wants to be able to give back to the game that's given him so much, you know, to the coaches that I've got to learn from. And he complimented Bill Belichick, and he complimented everybody. And he said, so just being able to give back to the game would be amazing. And Aaron said, have you ever been paid so much to give back? And then next question happened. You know, it was awkward.
Such a good Aaron line. It was beautiful.
So that's Aaron just listening to everything he's saying. Oh, this is nice. Yeah, this is really good. I mean,
it's kind of a valid question.
There's a $400 million price tag on the other side of it, but I do appreciate that is real. Tom Brady probably does feel like he's going to be giving back to the sport, and Tom Brady has to take – somebody's going to make money off of this, so you got to do it. But Aaron Rodgers was maybe one of the perfectly timed lines of the past couple weeks.
And they all knew it couldn't be Drew Brees, so thank you, Tom.
What?
Well, what he's talking about is Drew Brees working for Fubo TV next year.
Thanks.
It's breaking news. Breaking news. I haven't heard about this.
Jason Garrett's going to slaughter.
Jason Garrett's going to do great for the Notre Dame. We'll talk about that on the other side. I'm only saying Fubo TV, by the way, great platform.
Oh, yeah.
I know nothing about him. Great platform.
Beautiful.
But the way people are talking about Drew Brees having no chance to ever do TV again unless he does it this year.
He has 4 months to make a decision or he's done for life.
Forever. It's like that is insane to think about. His records are only going to get more impressive more years ago. By. I mean, there's a what's that, Connor?
Or will they? Won't they all just get dumped and left in the past?
They're gonna.
There's more games now. They aren't gonna get more impressive because so.
Yeah, but did you hear what we said about Marino the other day with the 40 touchdown? Yeah. Where like he was able to do it whenever it was boom.
Sure,
but that's what they'll say about Drew.
There's what 5-6 quarterbacks who are probably gonna have more yards than him, more touchdowns.
AJ, will you text Drew and just ask him if he wants to be on TV or not? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah, I don't know if you know this. I don't know Drew like that.
What do you mean?
Hey, con man, you know, most guys have tried different ways to last longer. You know that?
I've tried millions.
Yeah, but thinking about how many days away from NFL football we are just doesn't always work out. You always just seem to explode before the end just gets there. So that's why the folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes.
Hell yeah.
The secret to longer lasting sex. Is that something everybody wants, Diggs?
I think so.
Roman Swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast acting, but don't require prescription, right, Pat?
That's right.
Whoa.
Go to GetRoman.com/Pat and get $10 off your first order of Swipe so you can last for hours and hours in the sack.
Fuck yeah.
And you get your first order of Swipes plus a free 2-day shipping on that first order.
Oh, wow.
When you put GetRoman.com/Pat, $10 off and 2-day shipping. So make sure you click the link in the description to get $10 off Swipes so you can start having longer lasting sexy time with whoever you want.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I was on the screws as well.
Yeah. Bad 666 today.
But that first
pretty good. That makes you a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I lost.
Baseball for sure.
Best ever.
I mean, Tebow bad 226 in single A.
That's right.
So
people don't forget.
That's not that bad.
I don't think so either.
It is.
Didn't he get bonked in the head?
Yeah, his fielding percentage was 226, too, which was the bigger issue.
Boom! You remember that?
Did he really like Jose Canseco?
Like the guy in the match?
I think it was even more embarrassing than the match because he was actually trying to like catch it.
I believe that
it nailed him right in the fucking head.
Yeah, they bombed one off like a monster type thing, caromed off the wall, hit him right in the head. He looked like an absolute doofus trying to play off the wall.
He was just trying to find his ground out there.
We've all seen it. It is not good.
Well, Tim Tebow recognized that and he came back to play tight end.
That's right.
And that wasn't working out either. And
couldn't block.
Not even.
Well, he was going to try to learn and see if he could. And the guy
thought he blocked the dude.
I thought he did too. I thought he had good. He had good fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in 7-on-7, I think.
Remember that first practice? He had that one-handed catch. And
hey, I've had some pretty good blocks in 7-on-7 too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't I? AJ, you remember what I did to you in 7-on-7?
Well,
fucking.
I can't imagine you during like, because yeah, kickers and punters don't do much.
We're watching
and just listening to you. Ugh. Chirp everybody from the sidelines.
No, super positive.
Everybody. That's what I'm saying. Would be so. I would go out of my way to hustle, to run super fast out of bounds. I would try to knock into you and knock you down multiple times.
You would not smoke me, okay? I got I'd find a way. Field out here.
I'm not going to hit you from behind a golf cart like those people were doing. I can't do that, but. We would have to, yeah. Did quarterbacks ever, like, throw the ball at you or, like,
nah,
in your direction?
It wasn't all the time. Listen, I have a good feel for things. When something needs to be said, when energy feels like it needs to be brought.
I mean, like, good fun, though. You know, all in fun. Like,
yeah, I mean, I have a couple catches. You know, I have a couple catches on the sideline for sure. I remember I had a punch out. Probably got a guy cut. Now, that one is when I had to dial it back. I felt terrible. I really saw the repercussions of my actions take place. That guy lost his job because I punched the ball.
Is that guy alive now? We don't know.
Works at Home Depot.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's still around.
Good job.
Probably put him on a downhill
slide. I would assume there's other things he did wrong that made him get cut. But whenever they're watching a film and they saw my left hand just punch it straight out, and they're like, all right, it's probably going to send this guy home.
Helmet in your hand.
I think I was standing leg over other leg.
Yeah, for sure.
Helmet in this hand. You know, I think I even like tossed helmet to other hand. And then ball's out, ball on the ground. And everybody's screaming, ball on the ground, ball on the ground. Like it's a big, you know. And then I was in the moment. I got a pretty good pop out of me, like you did to yourself earlier. Yeah, I was like, "Fucking, that's a good. That's a properly placed ball. Like that's a pretty good ball right there." And then
you saw the kid's face. Oh,
yeah. And I saw the reaction, and oh, this guy fucking stinks. Can't win with it. And then, you know, I don't even know if he's getting asked to play in the USFL. Really.
That'd be tough. What if the kid told you like his parents are battling cancer, he's homeless?
Well, hold on to the fucking ball. Okay.
True. Listen, spoken like a true stories. Coach, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we got. But also, I need to work on that. I have one forced fumble in my.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, that should happen. Darius Leonard doing that now, becoming like a focal. He's
changed
point.
The game.
Changing the game. I mean, Peanut used to do it, obviously, the peanut punch.
But he's changed
deal.
How people tackle. I don't care. I am such a savage. I'm not worried about ever missing a tackle. First thing I'm doing is thinking about punching the hell out of that ball. And I don't care if I get run over doing it. Like, it's awesome.
And
I love
arms.
It. Yeah, he's a special guy to be able to do that.
And he works on boxing, he says, so mm-hmm. He's like actually trying to. There's actual talent on where you're going to punch, because if you hit an elbow, that's a fucking.
He has great
broken.
Accuracy. It's like fighters. Like Conor McGregor has great accuracy. I think he was born with that, and then he developed it over time, too. That's what I feel like with Darius. Like his accuracy is unbelievable.
Hand-eye,
full
right?
Speed, full speed dude coming at me, going to run me over. Okay, cool. Let me pause a beat. Find out where the ball is, punch that guy and wrap you at the same time. Oh, cool. Here we go.
Let me find the angle to get in, which could be like this, while also.
And in slow mo, it looks awesome. I'm like, can that's you. Like in real time, it's unbelievable what that is, really. Yes. It's crazy.
I think it's 6-7.
Mm-hmm. He does something it when they're like running that, at him. Not like, of course, chasing guys down, reaching. Whatever. He does it, guys running right at me. Here we go. All right, cool, cool. Boom. Like, mine, that's awesome.
Mine was the basketball.
Yeah. So reach good,
reach around. Mm-hmm.
Cookies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we know. Yeah.
Yeah, but immediately could have been elbow, broken hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that happened too. Like I think it was against the Jets, the game that we were at. He actually like basically tapped the face mask a little, then got the forearm, and then got the ball. Like was fine after he did it.
He's punching in the sand like the fucking Karate Kid is doing to build that thing up.
Is it legal to have UFC gloves on?
I don't see why not.
You could wear them, I bet, because a lot of the linemen. Yeah, linemen have pads. Yeah, I'm sure you could.
That'd be hilarious.
They have to get.
Those are UFC gloves Nike? Are like 6 ounces, I think.
Yeah, but it would have to be what? Nike, Under Armour?
Yeah, you would just have to
slap the logo.
Have a proper logo.
Yeah, you'd have to put a swoosh on that thing.
But yeah. Oh, man. Z, you may be onto something,
just
honestly.
Just let it roll. There they are.
Why? Yeah, you could wear them.
But yeah, would you even have to put a logo on, or could you just tape them?
You just
put black over top.
Can you imagine that?
Imagine going out like fucking.
I mean, I think that's a real thing.
Fucking just going.
How good did you feel?
Just with a tape over.
You can
this.
Catch, yeah. Right? Can you catch in those?
Yeah.
What if you're like a D lineman, why not wear these? If I'm D line, O line,
maybe linebacker too. Why not?
Yeah.
Unless it takes away from you grabbing, which I don't think it does.
I wouldn't want to play in fingerless gloves like that, but.
Well, your fingers are disgusting. They couldn't get in.
Yeah, my fingers be cold, man.
Check ball. ball game.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that, too. Just
send him.
Patty Maroon. You know what I mean? Can throw it, too, if you need to. Maybe quarterbacks wear it.
For sure.
Ooh.
Now Warner.
Boom. Break a hand.
Boom. Boom. Bang. Throw the ball. That'd be great. I almost feel like I got more dexterity with these things.
I think you do.
Maybe this ref cost what? There you go.
Maybe a ref. Tony Correnti's gonna wear him.
Fucking hey, let me back that ass up and Cassius Marshall. You see, he responded to Tony Correnti.
Oh yeah.
I think it was running him over.
Yes, ran his ass over. Mm-hmm. That scumbag.
That car. The caption said, "Looking for that ref that backed that shit up on me on Monday night," and then all of a sudden, found him.
Yep.
It was a good joke, but also pretty deep.
Yeah.
That's a pretty deep cut there.
Calm down.
Pretty conscious. All
right, let's get the fuck out of here. Hammer down snacks. I got to go. I got to go to Columbus, Ohio. I can't fathom how much toxicity is about the osmosis into my body going into the heart of Ohio. Like
good luck. It's got to be a quick fight, right?
I think so. 30, 40 minutes. Before we get out of here, I do feel like there has to be some sort of presentation. Because of what we're experiencing right now is not normal. Mr. Aaron James Hawk, the Wikipedia legitimized college football national champion, Super Bowl champion, Ryder Cup champion, COVID survivor.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hasn't been displayed on the table here on the desk for some time because you're busted in half.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, you still showed up to the game, which is what you would do because you are Ohio.
Yep.
You basically busted at the seams.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
no way.
What is this?
No way.
Oh my god.
That thing looks like it's 200 years old. Why is it like faded and weird?
What are you talking about? Yeah. This is you.
Where did you get that?
This is AJ Hawk.
That's my god.
That jersey fits perfect.
Those Congratulations to all of us for getting a chance to have this. I mean, I don't even know.
Those, oh, no,
it's
going to
be impossible.
Yeah, you leave that. You got to leave it in the case. You have no choice. I think it's probably worth 100K.
Especially because it's two scale. Everything is two scale.
The only issue, the only thing that's different is there's no busted fingers.
Yeah,
that's he's got the chop house hands. You know, kind of full extendo on
the knee looks a little wonky though.
Untied. Look at the flow.
Dude, look how awesome you
are. I mean, what is on my neck?
That's probably a fucking neck collar, dude. Yeah. Why don't you ever wear one? Maybe you'd be safe.
I did in high school. I wore a cowboy collar.
When you were in eighth grade?
I wore a cowboy collar through my sophomore year in college, I believe.
Put you right there next to
the perfect. Wow.
Oh my god. Unbelievable.
Hey, thank you for your service to the game.
Thank you, AJ.
Looks great.
Yeah, it looks better to you. It's not better than you are.
Where'd you get that for real?
Huh?
Who sent that to
Brad you? Brad Taylor sent it to us, and you never brought him up, which is weird.
Said, hey, at the last family function I was at.
Z to the B did?
AJ, yes.
Zachary Ty Bryan?
Yeah.
He sent you that?
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing that.
No. That's what happened.
Yeah.
All right. Tim Allen, that's how we found out.
Read and weep.
That's how we found out about your family tie.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas signed it as well.
Oh, I don't know JTT.
Well, we know.
He does.
Yeah.
That's your family, extended family. They were brothers on the show.
They were.
Why have you not told us that Brad, the great soccer player, is your brother?
Yeah, it's weird. Okay. I mean, that's the kind of questions that you ask that are just so full of everything's false that you say. But you act like it's real.
What?
First off, yes, you're right.
Feel good Friday.
Z to the B, as he has called himself back in the day, used to...
So you hate this guy.
He's
the only thing you remember.
He's family with my wife's family, and so she's known forever. JTT and Z to the B came to her elementary school and walked around when in the prime of Home Improvement. Oh. She's like, it was like
Elvis. She was the coolest person of all
time.
She
said, yeah, like Elvis was here, basically. So, yeah, and he came to our wedding. I haven't talked to him in a while, but
Brad from Home Improvement, was at your wedding?
My wife's quasi cousin,
stole the show.
Wow, man, he's great, everybody.
Guy. This family just keeps getting better.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
So your family member sent us this.
I don't think he sent that, but cool.
He did.
Tell him he was excellent in First Kid, will you?
B to the Z.
He's great at soccer too. The guy had actual.
He was good in Seven Fast, Seven Furious, Tokyo Drift. He was the big football player in the opening scene.
Is he going to be in 10 Fast, 10 Furious or no? That might have been my favorite thing of the week.
Fingers crossed.
How come you didn't get as big of a pop out of yourself whenever you said that?
Because that's the name. What do you mean? I've said 9 Fast, 9 Furious last year when they were on that one.
Well, 10 Fast, 10 Furious is the new one.
And then next year will be?
11 Fast.
Okay. No, then Diesel.
They're going to skip 13 though.
Have to.
Yeah, have to.
Yeah, that's cool. Makes sense.
All right. Hammer down snacks. You can hit the redirect button, go directly to their stream. They will be giving out winners.
Yeah.
Won't you?
Redirect, we just go right away? Is that how it works?
I think you can if you want to get out of here earlier, yeah.
I got pee first, and then we'll go.
All right, I'm going to do the same, and then we're going to go. Everybody, you guys are the best. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I need a giveaway. Hashtag PMS self pop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
PMS AJ self pop.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and say something nice to somebody.
Yeah.
Take a picture.
Good
right.
Thing you got a Christmas tree here still.
Wait. Take a picture right now. Take a picture. Zoom in on this thing. Zoom in on this thing here if you could.
God, so who's so lifelike?
No one sent it. You had to find on the internet.
Go ahead, take a selfie right now. Take a screenshot right now. I'm sorry. Tweet hashtag PMS AJ self pop, and you will win one of these. One grand champion will win one of these, and then 10 other people will win $599. Hashtag PMS AJ self pop. Hopefully, there's a lot more of that.
Can AJ sign that? He should sign that.
Will you sign this one and the one we're giving away?
Sure. Oh, you have another one.
Here you go.
Well, on the way.
Do it right now.
I'll sign the box.
Oh, nice catch, dude.
Come blast the can.
Nice
good
catch,
job.
Bro. Jesus.
Good accuracy.
Dude!
You just took 5K off that thing, taking the tag
front.
Off.
Front.
It's all wet now. Because this.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Sign the front. Well, you just dropped it in the water.
God.
The back. This thing is like, it's shaded yellow, like it's been sitting in someone's basement smoking cigs for 12 years.
I wish
vintage.
I was.
Yeah. By the way, zoom in so we can steal his autograph for a check.
Do it.
Oh, yeah.
Bam.
Thank you, AJ.
You just sign an AJ50 every time?
All right, so one person will win this.
Put my last name.
I didn't one put person number. Will win this. 10 people win $599. Use hashtag PMS AJ self pop. Nice. You could be a glorious champion going into the weekend. We can't thank you all enough. Hammer Down's next. Cheers. Goodbye. Have the greatest weekend of all time. Bye.